The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
All right, listen up.
I am ready to be back on the air.
Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Everybody, go back to work.
It's Tuesday.
Beautiful. Now, can we all please get back to work?
Hey, let's talk. More work.
Can I tell you a quick, funny story about last night?
How quick?
It's pretty quick.
Okay.
So Landon and I...
Too much time.
Okay. So Landon and I were
boring.
Leaving.
Oh, stop it. I want to hear.
Okay.
You guys were leaving.
So Landon and I...
Let me check my email.
Okay. So Lando and I, we were leaving on our last run.
Look at this.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, did you see what just happened on the live line?
Okay.
It's incredible.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
It's back to reality.
I love that show.
It's very hip to be on the show.
Best show since no other show.
Happy Tuesday.
I love you guys. You are hilarious.
So we were doing our last...
We got to go to break.
Okay. All right. Okay.
We got to get on that break.
We got to get on it.
5 minutes
Actually,
early.
We still have 3 minutes.
Five.
It's a funny story about me and food. Okay.
I can't imagine that, Dex.
Hey, there's nothing funny about abuse.
So,
Tuesday.
I am not a morning person. Wake me at 10.
Come on, it's showtime.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, dude.
This is just so delectable.
If you guys weren't watching Facebook.
Delish.
I went live on my personal one, and Dex also went live on the Dex Army thing, and...
Wow.
We barely made it back. We went on a mission that failed.
It was worth it, though, because I got myself a buttermilk chicken biscuit, everybody. That's right. Thank you, Steve-O.
He paid for it.
Yeah, I paid for it. You guys left me in the drive-thru.
It had to happen.
Sorry, man.
We were on the hunt for Crystal Pepsi.
Sorry, bro.
Because we just found out it released yesterday.
You sure did.
But if you're looking for it...
There it is.
This is a commercial.
Not to be found in Circle K or Valero on Jefferson and Osuna.
It's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, back in the 90s when Crystal Pepsi launched Van Halen, this was the commercial.
They launched Van Halen?
Yeah, they launched Van Halen, and this was their very first single that hit the airwaves. It's right now. Gosh, if somebody out there could help us find some Crystal Pepsi this morning, we'd appreciate it.
I know, right?
We'll find it.
We're not going to find it.
It hit stores yesterday. 585 Live is our live line number. Feel free to text. Gosh, I ran from the Whataburger all the way to the studio. I think I'm in pretty good shape.
Yeah, you did good.
A little sweaty right now.
A little sweaty. I'm a little sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, though. A little sweat is good for you.
This thing is
get
really
those impurities
good.
Out of there. Hey, oh, we can't talk we can. About it like that.
Well, I didn't mention where it was from.
Okay, we'll just keep it like that.
There's butter and honey everywhere. Sorry.
Gosh, it sounds so gross.
You're gross. Guys, we got a big show today. 6:10, good morning.
High today of 91.
Man.
No, that's a lie. I just made that up because I haven't checked
wasn't,
yet.
It said it was going to be 93 yesterday.
92?
Really?
Nailed it.
Is there going to be more rain?
No.
Oh. Well, you said that yesterday and it rained.
Yeah, I know. No. What?
It totally rained. We got a good rain yesterday. It
lightning,
felt good.
Thunder.
Yeah. Awesome.
Whoa. Lightning. The way you move me is brightness.
No, today. That was amazing.
Thanks.
Nope. Tonight, thunderstorms in the spots.
Love it.
But it's still going to hit 91 degrees today. Look at that. AccuWeather says 91. Nailed it without even looking.
Weather Channel says 93.
Well, they're dumb.
Okay.
They're a lie and the truth is not in them.
Today is New Music Tuesday. All morning long throughout the show, we'll be spicing in some brand new music that's never been played before. We're the very first station to play them. That's right.
Probably not.
Okay. Well, we're going to kick it off. We need you guys to help us out. This is how we decide whether or not we're going to add these artists to the playlist.
Makes sense.
Who do we got up on deck here?
This is Roiland. Roiland. We've played a couple songs by these guys.
Yeah.
But this track is called Soda Pop Kids.
That's hilarious because we were Soda Pop Kids this morning.
It's not about what you think it is.
It's about us trying to find Crystal Pepsi this morning,
man,
which we'll never find.
That ties in with the theme of the show this morning.
You ready for this? You want to know what the song's about? This is from The Rider.
This song is written because of what I feel is a disconnect between Christocentric principles and American principles and the evangelical church in the U.S., how the evangelical church in the U.S. has in many ways tried to reconcile the two, though I don't think you can truly do that biblically.
I thought you were going to say Mike Tyson's punch out because of Soda Pop Kaczynski.
Nope. And then it just keeps on going.
Okay. 585 Live, text the show. Tell us what you think about it. What is it, Roland?
Roland.
Roland. Soda Pop Kids. Morning Invasion. New Music Tuesday kicks off with Roland.
No, that was Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah.
From Core.
Do you guys like it?
I actually did. Soda Pop Kids. Name of the track.
Of course you did. 104.1 The Edge. I loved it. Scott Weiland was amazing.
Yeah.
In his final recording before his passing.
Yeah. What do you think, Starmy? 585 Live. You can text the show or go to facebook.com/star88fm.
I'm like 90s grunge kid. I'll tell you right now. In fact, shout out to my beautiful wife who puts up with me. I got a new fuzz pedal yesterday, and I spent 2 hours upstairs. thank you. Playing Cherub Rock and In Bloom over and over and over.
Oh.
Yeah! Chrissy, you hear that fuzz? Oh, man, watch this. Oh, wait. Hold on, I'll get it. Fuzz pedal. I love the 90s.
Poor Chris.
We just went on a hunt for Crystal Pepsi. And then we just played that song called Soda Pop Kids that was written in 1992 when Crystal Pepsi hit the stores.
Chrissy, if you decide to pack the bags and just take the kids and run, hey... I support you.
We get Go on, girl. Take the money and run.
Take the money.
Wait, that's my wife. You can't say that.
Oh, man. All right, we need feedback. What do you guys think? Text us or hit us up on Facebook.
I say delicious.
It says so far, I'm at the PepsiCo map, and it says this product is being introduced and may not yet be available in your area.
What?
We're sorry this product is not available within a 50-mile radius.
Oh, come on.
Yet. But we're day two of when it just hit the shelf.
Guys, I jumped on eBay.
It should be available right away.
It is day one of Crystal Pepsi Watch.
Gosh.
2016. They're averaging $10 a bottle right now on the eBays. That is stupid. Well. And I say averaging because somebody actually had an original can from 1993, and it's at $44.
Wow.
That is stupid.
Unopened?
Yeah.
Would you drink that?
No. Are you kidding me? I'd hold it forever.
I bought that,
one
of us has to drink it.
No.
Oh, yeah. Look at all that rust.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Man, yeah, Crystal Pepsi. I can remember I can remember it at the gas station, the old town pump in Ennis, Montana.
For the can.
Wait, the old town pump.
Yeah, we had the town pump. That's the gas station.
The tab has never been pulled on the can, but the soda is not in the can.
Oh.
I can only assume it leaked out at some point, you know, in the last 20 years they've held on to this.
Yeah, and they used to sell it in glass bottles.
Oh, I remember.
I believe it's not going to be
styrofoam label. No, people have it. It looks like a normal Pepsi.
So check this out. It says that at some store displays, you're going to be able to press a button, and it's going to play, whoop, there it is. They're going full retro marketing.
Weird.
Oh, no.
It should play Van Halen.
I'm in so much
trouble.
Lame.
Uh-oh.
I've used all the data in my 6-gigabyte plan.
Oh, my God!
Why do you only have 6 gigs?
What is wrong with you?
Did your family share that?
Me and my brother do.
Oh, no.
Tex, you're on.
You were Facebook Live-ing for a solid 15 minutes.
Oh, my brother's going to be so mad.
He even said.
He did. He texted me yesterday and goes, hey, man, we're at 90%. Use it sparingly.
And then you went Facebook Live to find
this morning, 5 a.m., he goes, guys, Crystal Pepsi's on the shelves. We should go Facebook Live and try and find it.
You could have even decided not to use your phone.
Well, it's for the show, guys.
Your brother's not going to understand that.
I'll tell him. I'll send him some money. I'll send him some money through Facebook.
Man, you live in that mansion now. Things have just turned around.
I know somebody who has some Crystal Pepsi.
Is it Mr. Cottonsteady?
It's Mr. Cottonsteady.
Ricky.
Remember he texted us a picture? He had a crate of it?
Can he
that
send
was
it
real?
Our way?
There it is. Yeah, see? Look at that.
Can
He's
he
got
send it our way?
Of it.
Can he send it our way?
Well, I'm texting him right now to see.
Here, I'm going to Facebook
him. Don't wake him up.
He's awake.
Oh, wait, dude, if you wake him up, he might decide not to do it.
Yeah. Ricky is one of those guys who gets up like 4 in the morning, gets on the treadmill, and starts making money. That's Ricky.
That's just Ricky. He's just all the time doing some day trading.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. His mansion in, on the mountain. He lives
on
the mountain.
By the way, I came back here yesterday, and there's an employee here, the husband of one of the people that works in our department.
Okay.
He doesn't work in our department, but he isn't. He's an employee here at our place. And he was back here doing some day trading.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Posted up right out here on the table. I'm not going to say his name in case, you know, he wanted to fire me all of a sudden.
Oh, wow.
But just straight up, like, just doing some day trading. And we were like, hey, Mr. Sir, what are you doing back here? Oh, you know, I do day trading. I just bought this, and now I'm about to buy this.
Was it?
No. It was not that. It's a different person.
Sorry.
But, yeah, I was like, man. So in order to get back at him, I went and heated up my steak that I brought from home.
So good.
And my veggies. And then walked past him and said, hey, bud, if you wanted some of this steak, maybe you should day trade with it.
Whoa.
And he was like, what does that mean? And I said, and if you need me to teach you how to bleach your hair, you can forget it. And he said, I don't think I'm going to need that. And I was well, sorry, you don't get either of them.
Gosh.
So I went in my office and sat there full of discontent, just like every other day.
Well, if you could let me know who that was, because I have some questions about my
stockbroker.
I might fire him today.
You need to be going with my broker, like I told you, 3 months ago.
I know. You keep telling me that.
People think you're serious.
No, they don't.
All right. We have a big show planned for you guys today. The show at 8:40. Now, I don't think you two realize just how big.
Is that today? I thought it was Thursday.
Oh, is it Thursday?
It's Tia.
I got an email saying that we're...
It's Tia.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, we're all set for Thursday, August 11th at 8:40.
Oh,
it's tomorrow.
Dicks. What a ruiner.
No.
But tease this because really don't know.
Give me five.
Our friend Robert, he is...
I know him.
He's a friend of ours. He is our... I don't want to say booking agent.
Yeah, he's our agent.
He's our agent. He essentially gets us, you know, some of our bigger interviews. He's a really
good dude. Millions of dollars for this.
He hits me up and he says, beep, 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 dude, beep, beep, beep. I have one spot left. I saved it for, would you like...
He's such a sales guy.
Would you like to interview the legendary Diane Warren?
Who?
And I was like...
Diane Warren?
Who?
Legendary.
Who's Diane? Diane Warren?
The lady from like, from 2020 or whatever?
Right. So I'm like... And he's like,
wait, are you kidding me?
Songwriter Diane Warren. And I'm like, oh. And he's like, come on, dude. Oh. I saved this for you. You don't, Diane Warren. It's going to be one of the biggest interviews of all time. And
he
I'm
is
like,
a salesman.
Who? All right, you know what? We'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I saw the interview this morning thinking the same thing. Diane Warren, who is this? So I start to do a little research and I find out. Diane Warren is the biggest female songwriter of all time.
No.
Let me play you a few clips of some of the songs that she wrote throughout time.
No way!
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, it gets better, Steve-O. Just wait. She not only wrote this song,
and we can build this thing together.
But Diane Warren
gonna stop
wrote all the
now.
Songs from the 80s and 90s. Remember this one?
Yes.
Ace of Base.
Don't turn around.
I don't want you see
yep.
Keep going. Wow. What else?
All right.
She wrote these.
Yeah. And this is a warm up.
This is a warm up. Are you kidding me? This is like the hits.
Yeah.
This is the best.
Yeah.
Oh, the 80s and 90s.
Wow, Toni Braxton.
Man,
I mean,
little 14-year-old Teo got crazy confused when this video came on.
Yeah, Diane Warren wrote all of these songs so far. And like I said, this is a warm-up. This is just a warm-up.
Keep going.
Tomorrow at 8:40.
That sounds like 10.
You say Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday.
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
How do I live without you?
There's a one.
You're right, 2 days.
There you go. I have
I want more.
I know. I have two more montages to play throughout the show.
Montages.
Sheesh.
Yeah, Diane Warren. I knew. Here's the thing. Our boy Robert, he doesn't usually, like, of course he's like, oh, dude, you want in on this? Cool. Not. No bigs. Whatever. But he was like, you want this. And I'm like, I don't. I'm sorry. And he's like, I'm telling you, man, it's going to be huge. She's prolific. She's legendary. She is the songwriter of our time.
He wasn't lying.
And I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Wasn't lying, but was he Tiger?
Okay.
Jungle Cats.
Yeah. Gotcha.
All right.
Okay. Diane Warren.
Diane Warren.
It's going to be a good interview. It's happening on Thursday.
Today.
Viernes. Okay.
Today is
Augusto.
August 9th. Today is August 9th. 114 years ago, on this day in 1902, Edward the VII was crowned King of England.
Oh, good old Eddie the VII. Oh.
He was crowned King of England following the death of his mother, Queen Victoria.
I called him Sedvin.
He is most famous for starting the fashion trend of leaving the bottom button undone on the vests of men's three-piece suits.
Really?
Not because he was a hipster, no. But because he was so fat.
Oh. Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
So we should button all of them?
You should, yes.
Oh.
27 years ago in 1989 on this day, one of my favorite movies, The Abyss, was released.
Hey, no, I remember that at the theater.
It was written and directed by James Cameron.
Yes, it was.
If you haven't seen that one, that's a good classic alien movie.
I was thoroughly confused because I was expecting Leviathan, which also released around the same time. And that was terrifying and I wasn't allowed to watch it. That's a lie. My mom took me to see it at the movie theater.
How old is Whitney Houston? Well, how old would she have been today?
I don't know, Dex. She passed away.
She would have been 56.
52.
53 today. And Diane Warren? Yeah, she wrote some of Whitney Houston's biggest hits.
Really?
Yeah, it's true.
Break my heart.
Sam Elliott. Oh, Virgil from Tombstone. I think he's one of my favorite actors.
Oh, dude. Sam my Elliot. Wife is a huge...
She loves old men.
Yeah. It's weird. I know. Patrick Stewart and Sam Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Selleck.
Oh.
Kurt Russell. I'm like, man, I can't wait till I'm like
She's
60.
She's got great taste.
And have a sweet mustache. And
how old is Mr. Elliott today?
Sam Elliott today is
63.
60, man...
Nailed
That's
it.
Weird. I was seriously about to say 63.
I know.
I'll say 65.
72.
Whoa.
Happy birthday, Sam Elliott.
He looks great.
He looks beautiful today.
You're beautiful.
Well, an update from Rickles on the Pepsi Crystal.
Oh.
Ricky Cottonstead, he had 5 cases.
Of Crystal Pepsi?
Of Crystal Pepsi.
What does he say?
He said, I had the case that we drank at the party. And I said, you drank all of it? And he said, I didn't do it by myself.
He drank all of it.
Wait, there's no sugar in Crystal Pepsi?
Oh, wow.
Is there?
That's probably an updated.
Is that? I don't know. Well, Ricky drank it all.
Damn.
So. Man.
Back to the drawing board. Trying to find that Crystal Pepsi. If anybody knows where we can find it. I don't think it's at Albuquerque yet.
I don't think
it's probably
has.
In a truck somewhere on the way.
Yeah, probably. Or it's just not going to be here.
Yeah. That's probably true.
Pepsi doesn't care about Albuquerque people.
Nathan Fillion joined the cast of Modern Family! I can't imagine why my voice is going.
Yeah. We'll talk science this morning. We'll talk prosthetic legs.
Nice.
We got a big show today. Olympics. Oh, the Olympics were great yesterday.
Olympics, what are they? We'll find out.
We'll be right back. Music Tuesday continues.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump facing some shaky poll numbers, laying out his economic blueprint in the Midwest.
The Detroit Economic Club, Trump says if elected, he'll simplify the tax code.
This will lead to millions of new and really good-paying jobs.
Delta Airlines.
Computer problems, grounded flights. Service is back up, but there are nearly 400 delays.
Hulu saying it will no longer offer free TV episodes.
There are security flaws that could give a hacker complete access to your Android cell phone.
Michael Phelps advancing to the semifinals in the first individual event that he's participated in at the Rio Olympics.
The mayor of Fairfax, Virginia is resigning.
Walmart says it's purchasing Jet.com, which launched in 2014 as an online competitor to sites like Amazon. The deal, worth $3 billion in cash and another $300 million in stock, underscores Walmart's focus on online retail.
Taliban faction is claiming responsibility for the hospital bombing in Pakistan.
An American and an Australian have been kidnapped in Kabul.
A new study says driving when you're drowsy can be just as deadly as driving drunk or being distracted, killing 5,000 Americans last year.
Am I now? You're ready. I'm ready. Yeah. Okie dokie, yo. Is that true? Yes. Okie dokie, yo. Is that true?
Yes.
Okie dokie, yo. Tomorrow. Yes. Okie dokie, yo. Say la la la.
636.
Yes. High today of 91 degrees. Nothing going on traffic wise.
Traffic!
Yes!
It's New Music Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
We'll jump into another track here in just a minute. 585 Live is our live line texting number. 585-5483. Shoot us a text. Say hey. Hi. What's up?
Hi.
Love it when you guys check in. Big show today.
Yes.
Of course, we're on the hunt for the Crystal Pepsi. We don't think it's hit Albuquerque.
Yes.
But it did hit stores somewhere.
Yes.
In the country yesterday. Topic this morning has to do with the Olympics.
What's your topic?
If blank were an Olympic event, I'd win gold.
Oh, oh man.
Dude.
If blank were an Olympic event, you got to fill in the blank. If blank...
Marvel Contest of Champions.
Ooh. You're pretty good at that.
Mine would be procrastination.
Mm.
Mine would be binge watching. I'm pretty sure I could,
yeah,
I could win in that.
I would not win at that. I would be normal. I can't binge watch because there's so many stipulations.
Oh, you know what another one mine would be?
Save it. Oh, sorry, man.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, man.
Oh, you just...
Please don't touch the microphone anymore.
Sorry.
Please.
Save it. We'll open up the phone lines later.
Save it.
No. What else we got going on this morning?
I did see a tweet, by the way, about the Olympics and how it would be incredible if they had an average human doing every single event alongside the athletes just to show, like, how awesome...
Yeah.
That wow, that's
why,
a good idea.
Why haven't they done that yet?
A normal human comparison.
Just a random dude. And over here we have Bill Peterson.
Wait, I got the idea.
Swimming the 400 meter blah, blah, blah.
Well, I don't know how you would do it.
Ah, he's drowning. Oh, no.
I was going to say we could go to a track and then we could videotape whoever running the 100 meter, 200, and then you could kind of put it in somehow, overlap it with the Olympic and see how... That's the only way
I'm
I could
serious.
Think
it would be... It would be so worth watching to have, you know, average people trying to compete in the Olympics with these athletes, because maybe it's not as fun to watch because they're all incredible athletes and you're like, okay, so he just swam that in 19.7 seconds. I'm sure that's really impressive. I have no gauge as to how impressive that is.
Yeah.
If only there were a middle-aged chubby dude named Walter swimming next to them.
Amen.
I was watching the 400-meter butterfly. Michael Phelps swam yesterday.
Oh, dude.
And I was getting tired watching.
Mm-hmm.
I was sweating as I was watching them swim.
You are a sweaty guy.
Oh.
I forget how much I watch the Olympics until it pops back up, and I'm like, oh, right.
I found that channel you were talking
about. Yeah, dude.
It has six
it's
different
streams
on one channel, so you can watch six different Olympic sports on one channel. It's
why?
Great.
Because America consumerism. We consume everything.
I got home, and our TV was also on the Olympics, and I got really happy because I was like,
because
hey,
you have TV.
We got a TV now.
Welcome, man.
What's this?
338-3700. Thanks for holding. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Ricky.
Hey! Ricky!
Ricky, what happened?
What's up?
Dex said you were going to give us some Crystal Pepsi, and now he says you drank it all.
Mm. Well, first of all, I have to be totally transparent, like Crystal Pepsi.
That's right. You have to be see-through.
Okay. You know, sometimes when you have friends in life, you have to fight for them, you know?
Gotta fight for them.
And I had a party at the house, and you know, I knew Dex wasn't going to come unless I told a fib, and I have to come clean.
What?
That I didn't have it because I just wanted to hang out with Dex, and I just thought I wanted to be like it used to be, where Dex would come over, and I would have to coax him literally over there with a Coke or a Mountain Dew. And so this story wasn't supposed to make it on air. I just sent a text message to trick him into coming over, and now you stop. Pepsi, and they hit me up for Crystal Pepsi, and I don't have Crystal Pepsi. I just wanted Dex to come hang out and be my old friend again. That's all.
So I'm so disappointed.
Sorry, Ricky.
I was disappointed when Dex didn't come over. I mean, it used to just take a soda.
Yep.
Well, if it was Mountain Dew, I might have made it over.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Crystal Pepsi. It still doesn't have sugar, okay?
So it didn't have sugar back in the day?
I don't know.
No. Oh. Google it.
You know what? That's why it did taste a little bit different. Because people are like, it's just Pepsi, but it's clear. And I was, no, it wasn't, because it tasted different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fake. But, you know, I did get my first letter from the Pepsi attorney saying, we need to get that back from you. And so I figured I better be honest.
Okay.
And so, no, I didn't really.
Good on you, Ricky.
Hopefully we'll have to do for the next party and you can come.
You know
what? Invite me. I'll actually show
you
up.
You can't.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to invite Steve-O and Teo this time.
Yeah, except what stinks is this time I actually won't be able to make it because my dear friend Joey Belleville's birthday party is August 20th, and I can't get him to move it, even though Conor McGregor's fighting, and he's my favorite.
But don't worry, Ricky. Gosh. I'm ditching Joey's party. I'm coming to your party.
Oh. Thanks, bro. And I had a Steve-O flashback the other day when I went to Dex's house yesterday. I was like, man, this is Steve-O's house over here. I used to come over there and hang out with your bro
Scotty,
in the afternoon.
Dude, I knew it. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. This is old Steve-O's old house over here. I'm like, this weird. Is Steve-O now renting to Dex?
Yep. Yeah. It's so
weird. Dude, small world. That first house, Jeff Kirkpatrick bought that first house.
Really?
Yeah, like 12 years ago.
Hmm. Oh, wait. The one you guys grew up in?
Yeah, like the one that me and Scotty lived in? Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
The one a block over from Dex's new house that I'm renting to him.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
I hope you gave him a good deal on it.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, thank you for coming clean, Ricky.
That's good.
All right. I just want to be totally crystal clear with you. Jesus. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Oh, man.
I love
Rick. Is Ricky our new favorite person on the show?
He's so good.
He's always on.
Yeah.
Always on.
Yeah, he's funny. He was always our backup when on the last show. If one of us was out, Ricky was the fill-in.
Obama lives in my old house.
Is it weird that he's your best bud and I've known him way longer? Is that weird?
It is kind of weird, yeah. All right, it's New Music Tuesday. We have to jump into this track. We need feedback. 585-LIVE. Text us. Let us know. Do you like it? Do you hate it?
This is a new band to the station. They're called Danger Scene. And their track's called I Wanna Be Famous.
Ooh.
Tell us what you think about it.
Danger Scene, I Want to Be Famous, New Music Tuesday. What do you think, Starmy?
Feedback. I think it is a danger scene to want to be famous.
Should we toss it in the garbage? Should we add it to the playlist? You decide. It's all about you.
So far, people are digging it on the live line.
That's good.
Dig it, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
A little too dance crazy for me. I'll pass. I like it. Kind of a killer's vibe.
I think I need to hear it a couple more times.
You will, sir.
Mm-hmm. You will.
Mm-hmm. But so far, so good.
Multiple people said killer's vibe. I hear that.
I hear the 21 Pilots. But maybe it's because you said that right before I played.
See, and I didn't. I was expecting more rappy,
Yeah. This is...
I hear killers for sure.
But he sounds like the lead singer from 21 Pilots.
He kind of does.
Yeah.
He kind of does.
They're doing a 21 Pilots thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for the feedback. New Music Tuesday continues a little after 7. Yes, Steve-O.
No, you do.
I like this one on the live line. I only listen to the station because of you guys. I don't like Christian music, but I have to admit, listening to the song, I'm thinking, it's gotten better since I was a kid. Back then, it was 10 years behind. Now it's only 3.
Yeah, when I started working here this past January, I didn't like any of the music. But man, a lot of it, turned out to be pretty good.
There you go.
A lot of it's grown on me, and it's definitely not like it was when we were kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it has changed a lot.
Very true.
Heck, there's even Christian screamo.
Jesus!
Are you writing this?
What?
Sorry, it sounded like you were making it up right then.
That's my metal band. Working on it.
You sounded really upset at Jesus.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. You said, Rawr!
No.
Jesus!
Yes, Steve.
So, somebody on the live line chimed in about my son Brody's cavities, saying that I need to make him swish coconut oil because they've gotten rid of three of their kids' cavities that way.
I've heard that.
He's three, though.
I've heard it.
Like, do you think, I know somebody who used to do it all the time, Chrissy.
Chrissy.
He's three. Can you get a three-year-old to swish coconut oil for 10 minutes without swallowing it?
Probably just have swallow
it. Do they know what three-year-olds are like?
Maybe try it out with water at first and see if he can do it.
Oh, dude. You know? I don't know.
Okay.
He's pretty hilarious. I feel like he'd either drink it or spit it out to be hilarious.
Just make sure you're filming. Make sure you're filming before you do it the first time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's jump into some headlines.
Yes.
Ha ha! We fooled you, you fool!
Sounds mean, Dex. I feel like that's a mean one.
I wasn't a part of that at all.
A woman is suing Rio Rancho after being mistakenly arrested. The officer issued the citation to the wrong homeowner who never appeared in court!
I'm sorry, that music was really loud. What did you say?
A woman! Now.
What about her?
With!
Thank you, Steve-O.
No!
Wait,
Criminal record.
Hold on.
Wait.
Okay, we can
stop. But a woman with no criminal record, what about her?
That's the whole story.
Oh.
Is suing Rio Rancho
following
a mix-up that ended with her behind bars.
In June
2015, an officer noticed a home on 4th Avenue Southwest that had unsightly debris in the yard. But when the officer issued a citation, instead of writing up the homeowner living at the house on 4th Avenue Southwest, she wrote up the homeowner living at a house with the same number on 4th Avenue Northeast.
You don't have to do that.
The woman who was wrongly cited only wanted to be known. She only wanted to be known as Loretta in this story. Never received a summons because on the citation, her name was coupled with the 4th Avenue Southwest address. In December 2015, Loretta was pulled over by an officer. The officer said there was a warrant out for her arrest for failing to appear before a judge. Loretta's attorney, a lady named Teresa Haxey of the Kennedy Law Firm, said her client had no idea why she was being handcuffed and taken to jail. Loretta was taken to the Metropolitan Detention Center, where her mugshot was taken, her clothes were stripped, she was forced to shower.
Oh.
Man, I hate it when people force me to shower. She was released hours later when a family member posted bond. This woman was innocently going about her day, and then without warning, she headed to jail, and she doesn't know why.
That's terrible.
That's terrifying.
How would you feel if that happened?
I would be a little upset. So Haxey said her client wants to right a wrong, but also wants to get down to the bottom of how all this happened so it doesn't happen again. Her case was also dismissed when a judge realized that the officer had made the mistake.
Man.
But that's the big reason of the lawsuit. Did the officer make a mistake? Was she not given the resources that she needed? That's what we want to answer. The city of Rio Rancho declined to comment on the lawsuit, but confirmed the officer who made the mistake still works for the city. Terrifying events in Rio Rancho.
Well, they need to be more careful.
In a surprise twist, the officer was in fact just one of those traffic cameras, which is also scary.
What?
Yeah, you know, the ones in Rio Rancho.
They do still have those up.
They're wrongly accusing people every day.
Be careful.
Delta's computer system went down for several hours yesterday morning. Hundreds of flights around the world had to be canceled. I think they're also canceling and delaying flights today.
Really? Gosh.
Because of this madness. And we have a clip. It's a message from Delta's CEO.
And now, a message from Delta Airlines CEO, Ed Bastian.
I'm Ed Bastian. I'm speaking to you today from our operations and customer center. Oh.
Ed? Are you Ed? There?
Our system capabilities, what? As I'm sure you can appreciate. Oh.
We lost you again.
Power about 2:30, which caused us to...
Oh, boy.
And get these systems back as quickly as possible.
Okay. Ed.
Apologize for any inconvenience this has caused to you, our customers.
This has been a message from Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian.
Thanks, Ed.
I didn't hear anything.
That was an important announcement. I'm glad he took the time to do that.
Having some issues over there at Delta.
VH1 is developing a cooking show hosted by Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
It's called Martha and Snoop's Dinner Party. It'll premiere sometime this fall. Guys,
no! Yes!
What
no!
kind of disinfectant does Snoop Dogg know?
Okay.
What?
No.
I want to know. What's the joke?
Don't you do
it. Is
it
a joke or is it real?
Don't you do it.
Why does he need disinfectant, Steve-O?
Well, I mean, because usually there's germs. And you,
what is
you,
it?
If you're cleanly, you want to use...
Or if you're just clean?
Yeah.
So what is the disinfectant?
Clorox wipes.
I don't think that's right. That is not funny.
I can't.
I don't get it.
Is that some kind of joke you made up?
I can't see.
Can you not say it because it's a bad language?
It's actually a bad language.
It's actually really clean. Huh? Because it's a disinfectant?
Stop it right now.
Because he uses
it. You're
going to
make my mom wreck. Stop it. My mom's driving to work
it's
and
a
she's
really
laughing
clean joke.
Uncontrollably right now. All right, New Music Tuesday continues. Man, big show today, guys. We'll be back in just a little bit. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back.
We are back.
We are back. Good morning.
Oh, snap.
Tuesday.
Oh, snap.
Loves all of it.
Snippy, snap, a snow, snow. What?
Oh, man. Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Oh, hey.
Morning Invasion.
Good to be here.
We have a podcast.
We do?
Get the show for about 5-10 minutes every morning. You can get hours and hours and hours of it.
Just hours of enjoyment.
iTunes, Google Play. Type in Morning Invasion. 709.
High today of 91 degrees, y'all.
Traffic!
I'm not seeing any accidents showing up on the map, but get ready. It's going to be a good day. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live, you can communicate with us by just texting. Texting the show. Technology is so amazing. Just awesome, guys.
It really is.
I was thinking about some of my earlier years in radio when... I remember when we launched our first website online, our first radio station, because I
really?
Worked for 97.5 The Peak in Bozeman, Montana. And we launched our first Peak website. And
you were the Donnie, huh?
Yeah, I was the. Yeah. That's sick, eh? Donnie's my friend.
Punch him.
I'm going to dump it and punch you.
Punch him.
At the same time.
You probably should dump it, actually.
I don't want to sound like a robot.
It's better to sound like a robot than not be able to make any sound at all.
No.
Because of our friend over here.
It's too late.
Being funny.
You wasted too much time.
No, I still have about 20 seconds. I got a 40-second delay.
That's right, he does. I mean, he could literally choose at
the
that.
Fun, he actually...
At the 5-second
mark.
That's
what I was saying, because he's a really, really nice guy, and you're a really nice guy.
Love him. What was it talking about?
I hope
about?
That's what you meant.
What was it talking about? See, totally.
Talking about your first website.
Thank you.
Gosh.
Well, don't
stay
interrupt
on target.
Me. Stop interrupting
stay
me.
Stay on target.
Just derailer over there.
I'm done with my story.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
you are
done.
Such a child. I just
wait,
said
wait,
that
wait.
To you.
I was about to say, he's the child? I think we're deflecting a little bit.
Oh, man.
All right, let's get into this New Music Tuesday track, and then we'll come back. We'll talk some Olympics.
Recently, in an interview, the longtime Christian singer-songwriter revealed that Her favorite song on her new album, Exhale, is Smoke. Who am I talking about? Plum. That's right.
Nice.
She said it was inspired by the scripture found in James 1:19, which says, be slow to speak. Hang on, let me repeat this just in case somebody's listening here in the room.
Okay.
She said it was inspired by the scripture found in James 1:19.
Mm.
Hey, Steve-O, you ever heard of James 1:19?
Yeah, it's like my favorite.
It says, be slow to speak and quick to listen.
Love
interesting
it.
Interesting how he knows
love it.
It.
Wow.
I know it. Plum has been very transparent about her marriage, separation, reconciliation. She admitted that when she shut up, then she was able to hear from God. He redeemed her marriage when it went up in smoke.
Wow.
The theme of restoration is revisited over and over and over again on her album, Exhale. It's the driving force for the record. And this, she says, is her favorite song. It's called Smoke. From Plum, tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/star88FM.
New Music Tuesday with Plum, Smoke.
It's pronounced Plumb.
Star 88.
Plumb the line.
585 Live, text in. Tell us what you think about Plum's latest track or Facebook.com/Star88FM.
Or tell us what you think about plums. Are they a decent fruit? Do they give you allergies?
No, but they sure do make you gotta go, man.
Mm. Those are prunes.
Those are prunes, though, not plums.
What are they saying about
I know a
plum?
Bunch of stuff about fruits.
This one says, love this one. Sounds a little Air One-ish, but the lyrics are deep, so they dig it. Love the song, best of Plum to date. Favorite part of the song is when she says, up in smoke. I can't read the rest, pool boy. Love it. I know it's still playing, but it's so good. I've heard it before. Couldn't make it through the day without the Lord's amazing love. Lots of stuff. I never knew Plum's story. I like it. Keep it.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Her real name is Tiffany Arbuckle. Don't know her, but know her.
She related to John Arbuckle?
She is not related.
Does she get to keep Garfield? That'd be cool. Yeah, wouldn't you guys keep him?
I didn't know that.
I'd be excited.
I didn't know her story until you just shared that. I was like, oh, wow. That's
maybe
cool.
Nermal could come up. Love Nermal.
Which is totally acceptable because we don't have to know all of the intimate details of someone's life. America.
America.
What? I mean, kissing Carly without peppers is like really hot. With peppers, it's going to be like amazing.
What is I can this? Do it, but I'd rather Bachelor be doing now. It with someone I Bachelor really,
why are you watching
really
this?
Wanted to kiss.
Are we really doing this? Right
guys, they're going to eat pepper, hot peppers and kiss each other.
Oh, come on.
Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, that's a really good idea. Maybe we should think about
nope.
Okie dokie yo.
The trailer for Luke Cage just hit the internet.
Guys, we gotta go. Right, we gotta take a break. How just long kidding. Is it? 3 minutes?
It's 5 minutes? Oh my gosh, it's 1,000 minutes long.
Guys,
it's a preview.
Gotta take a 1,000 minute break.
No, we still have about 10 minutes, guys. You're gonna have to just wait 10 minutes.
Tell him, Dex. Tell him.
10 minutes. Look at Teo and his control.
That's so funny because I was actually talking to Chrissy about that just last night. I made the desktop computer in my office.
Mm.
The new Luke Cage poster.
Okie dokie yo.
Look what I have on my phone. Oh,
that's
okay,
a
that's okay,
a
that's
oh dude.
Yeah, look at that. I got there.
Oh, yeah, look at mine.
Boom.
I like that. Spider-Man. Spidey. Oh yeah? Well
Luke Cage.
Look at mine. It's me and Chrissy.
Man.
And
that's
cool. Okay. In front of the Hudson River.
All right, we're moving on here.
PDA. Sorry. I know, weird. I'm sorry. You guys have Spider-Man and Luke Cage. And what am I doing over here?
I'm with my
wife.
Probably trying to remind yourself she exists. All right.
This is how you remind Steve of what I really am.
Olympic update.
Goodness
Let's do
sake,
it.
Steven. Yeah. Olympic update. 2016. Rio.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys watched Michael Phelps yesterday, but it was insane. So he was, I guess, in the last Olympics in 2012.
Uh-huh.
This guy right here, which I don't even remember his name. I don't know. But they're warming up, about ready to do the, I think, the 400-meter butterfly. And Michael Phelps is sitting down, just focused, just trying to concentrate on getting ready for this event because this guy in front of him beat him in the last Olympics. Beat Michael Phelps. Not very many people have beat Michael Phelps.
Driving Phelps. Look at LeCall in the ready room, Rowdy. It's like he's going through a boxing routine, and Phelps is like, are you kidding me?
Oh, my goodness.
Look at Phelps.
Never
Phelps
seen
is burning
like
a hole through
him. Play some games sometimes with me standing right in front of Michael. And look at Michael's game face.
Phelps, as always, let's...
Oh, Michael Phelps looks so mad.
Yeah.
Oh,
look at him. It's like he's growling like a dog.
He is.
My God. This is great talent.
Is that my boy Bob Costas?
I don't think so.
Dang it.
Yeah, he's focused. He's sitting down. And, of course, it was... he beat him. He beat him in the...
Did Michael Phelps beat him?
Yeah. But that was, what is it, just the semifinals to get to the finals.
To get to the thing.
So it was just the semifinal
dude,
race.
And so that blew up all over the internet.
Yeah.
And became meme of the day.
Uh-huh. Yep. So I don't know if it's today, if they go for gold today, or I don't know. It doesn't
dude,
say.
This is great.
I know. I
this is great.
Yeah, so in other Olympic news.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember this from 4 years ago, but gymnast Ali Raisman's parents simply can't sit still when their daughter's performing. Did you guys see this?
Yes. Yeah, this is nuts. They're just like, okay, don't, okay.
That's my wife.
Don't look.
When we're
don't
watching
look,
movies,
look,
it drives me crazy.
Oh my, okay, don't, okay. Is it over? Is it over?
She's breaking her husband's arm.
It's okay. She's okay. Oh my gosh. Oh gosh. Oh, it's going to hurt.
That's so funny. You got to watch that play-by-play. It's pretty good.
Man. Oh, cheering.
Love it.
Good things
happen. Did they win?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The good guys won?
Yeah, of course. American Airlines lost in Argentine golfers' clubs.
Oh, goodness. Oh,
wow.
If he hadn't got them back by Thursday, well, he might have not been able to compete.
Wow.
But they apparently turned up last night because he posted a photo of himself clinging to his bat. He's on the floor just holding and hugging his golf clubs. They're found, and now he can compete.
Praise and adore.
He doesn't have to rent some. That would be funny if he had to rent some golf clubs. An 84-year-old Thai woman apparently died while watching her grandson win a bronze medal in weightlifting. That's so sad.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Let's see.
She died watching him win?
Yep.
Oh, gosh. This is why I'm an underachiever, guys. I don't want to kill my grandma.
The initial assumption is that she died from heart failure.
Yeah, because she was so excited. Her grandson just won an Olympic medal.
So
I'm never achieving anything ever again.
No, we know.
Yeah.
My grandparents are both dead, by the way.
So you killed them.
All of them, yeah.
This is a pretty good viral video from the Olympics. A French fencer dropped his cell phone during a match.
No
pretty funny.
Way.
Yeah.
Just why fell, am I not watching more Olympics?
Fell right out of his pocket, man.
That
fell
is
right
hilarious.
Out of his pocket.
That sucks.
All right, who's winning the Olympics? Let's find out. Who's in the lead? Fifth place right now, Italy. They have 9 medals. Russia is in fourth place with 10 medals.
Okay.
Japan is in third place with 10 medals. China is in second place with 13 medals. They have 5 gold, 3 silver, 5 bronze. And who is in first place?
Well, we obviously know. I mean, come on.
The United States!
USA!
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 USA.
That's right. We are in the lead, winning the Olympics with 19 medals.
I like
nice.
That.
We have 5 gold, 7 silver, and 7 bronze.
Kicking some hiney.
We're doing real good, guys. Yep. We picked up, some medals in swimming yesterday. Ryan Murphy won gold in the 100-meter backstroke and set a new Olympic record.
Wow.
Did anybody watch the men's basketball team yesterday?
Oh, how'd we do?
Played Venezuela.
What was the score?
Was it a snooze fest?
Oh my gosh!
Any highlights? Any good dunks?
Yeah, the highlight of the entire game was when Venezuela came within 20.
Oh, okay.
20.
Dang.
Well,
it was so boring.
We dominated.
Like I just couldn't care any less. I was trying because it was like, oh man, KD's out there. Oh, King James and Krzyzewski's coaching. This is great. Oh, we're up by 37. Okay. All right. This is so boring.
Yeah.
It's neat to see Scottie Pippen playing again.
What if they did that?
The Dream Team
What
again?
If they brought back the Dream Team just to see?
Yeah.
Like, next Olympics, here's what we do. We start a petition. We say, look, this is stupid. We win it every time.
Yeah, okay. But
this is boring. Here's what
we're going to do. No.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
We're showing our dominance.
The mailman, Karl Malone. Woo. We got MJ in there.
Scottie
Pippen. Larry Bird's going to jump in there. Yes, John Stockton. He's going to be the assist leader.
Those guys
leader.
Would still dominate.
I know. And we would all watch that.
Yeah, we would.
I would watch every second. You know what? Let's bring back Christian Laettner. Yeah, I know, but let's bring him back. Magic, you got it, Irving Magic Johnson. You get back in there, you Dream Team, you. What about the Admiral, David Robinson?
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, basketball used to be amazing.
I know. Wait a second. Hold on.
Amazing.
Hold on. We got an update from the Olympics. Let's check in.
Okay.
And welcome back to Hour 962 of our ongoing coverage of the Septatrioctella Diathlon. Oh. If you're just joining us, the Outer Jabib goaltender for the Summer Husky Bobsled team was narrowly edged out by the East Fredonia wicketkeeper, who tried to intentionally lose but won anyway. Mm. Later tonight, he'll face the Northern Hanalei Halfpipe Musher for the gold.
Wow.
More after this.
That sounds pretty interesting.
That was a good update. Everything that you said, I didn't get it.
Well, you got to watch the Olympics to understand it, because Costas explains it very well.
Me and Chrissy love Bob Costas.
Do you remember last Olympics when Bob Costas got the pink eye?
The eye of Sauron?
He got the eye of Sauron.
He did, and then he had the other eye of Sauron.
Yeah, man, that poor guy. He was just not feeling well.
I've never seen somebody fangirl so hard as Chrissy Jeter over Bob Costas.
Really?
She loves them old people.
She loves Bob Costas.
I'm just waiting for my phone.
She said, he is my favorite sports caster person I have ever seen in my life.
Just waiting. Nothing.
That's good.
She must not be listening, because you're still alive. You're somehow still breathing oxygen. So she can't be listening.
That's amazing.
You know what I did watch last night? Gonna bring this up.
Well, it's time for a break.
It pains me a little bit. New Mexico. Eastdale Little League. Yes, you La Cueva Bears, you.
Is it still sports?
My alma mater there. My high school.
The Bears.
They are crushing it right now in the Little League World Series.
Nice.
Really?
They're one game away from being like one of eight teams to actually like hit the World Series.
Wow.
Nice.
Good for
Jack
them.
Jeter's best friend in kindergarten.
His name is
Eric, and they ESPN last night during the game had this crazy highlight of him, and they're calling him the new Big Poppy.
Really?
Oh. Number 34, it's his favorite player, and they had this crazy highlight reel of Eric.
Is he really that good?
Dude, we believe
he's better. Is Luke better? Luke's better.
He'll be pro.
Right? Luke's better.
He will be in the majors.
Really?
Nice.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Is he being groomed by the Illuminati?
Oh, dude. ESPN last night during the game.
That's
and they did this
cool.
big thing, and they put his stats side by side with Big Poppy, and it was incredible.
It's weird because they're doing the same thing with Landon in basketball.
Yeah, nobody's
ESPN
doing that.
ESPN had this great documentary.
Actually,
on
no
son.
One. Literally no one is doing that.
They're doing the same thing with me in the stock world. I don't want to be called a Wonderkins, but how else would you put it?
I know.
I got to tell you, man, because it's been tough. Eastdale is who knocked us out, and they always win.
They always win.
Usually it's like, oh, they won district, and then somebody wins state. Last year it was actually Paradise Hills, won state, and went on to Waco, Texas. But that was it. Eastdale is rolling through everyone. So
good.
I'm pretty proud of those
kids. If you could keep us updated on that, we'd appreciate it.
I will definitely do that. New Mexico, we're in this.
Beautiful.
We're in this mamma jamma.
Beautiful. All right, there's your Olympic update. We'll be checking in at the Olympics throughout the show. Whoa.
Oh, what?
Gosh.
Man.
Stupid cassette player.
Guys, I can't afford CDs yet, okay? Get off my back.
All right, when we come back, a mom's genius way of getting her kids to do chores. I can't wait to share this with you, because I'm definitely doing this with my kids. Now that I live in a mansion, my kids are going to be doing chores like crazy. I live in a mansion and can't afford a housekeeper.
Also, I found a story that supports my hypothesis about what really happened to Delta.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ooh, really?
All right. New Music Tuesday continues when we come back. Hang out. Think again.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, that's fine. Hey,
what's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump facing some shaky poll numbers, laying out his economic blueprint in the Midwest.
The Detroit Economic Club, Trump says if elected, he'll simplify the tax code.
This will lead to millions of new and really good-paying jobs.
Delta Airlines. Computer problems grounded flights. Service is back up, but there are nearly 400 delays.
Hulu saying it will no longer offer free TV episodes.
There are security flaws that could give a hacker complete access to your Android cell phone.
Michael Phelps advancing to the semifinals in the first individual event that he's participated in at the Rio Olympics.
The mayor of Fairfax, Virginia is resigning.
Walmart says it's purchasing Jet.com, which launched in 2014 as an online competitor to sites like Amazon. The deal, worth $3 billion in cash and another $300 million in stock, underscores Walmart's focus on online retail.
Taliban faction is claiming responsibility for the hospital bombing in Pakistan.
An American and an Australian have been kidnapped in Kabul.
A new study says driving when you're drowsy can be just as deadly as driving drunk or being distracted, killing 5,000 Americans last year.
Good morning, 7:38.
High today of 91 degrees.
How are them roads out there, Taylor? Traffic!
Not seeing any accidents, but lots of road construction and road work all around the city, so you guys pay attention, especially over here on Osuna. So confusing getting out of here during the middle, it's just nuts. You're out there in the middle of the road, and you don't know where you're going.
Did you see me on a sip of that guy the other day?
Yeah.
You were right behind me?
Yeah.
That's who you're talking about, man.
Insane.
I almost killed somebody.
Now, yesterday, I almost saw an accident. It's nuts. You guys pay attention. That's your look at traffic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brian Nixon!
USA! 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 USA!
Yes.
USA.
Can I just say you guys are doing a fine job covering the grand old United States of America.
Thank you.
And you're really giving us an insight, and it just makes my heart warm.
Good.
Getting goosebumps when you talk about how we're doing well.
I got goosies right now.
But,
goosies.
But gentlemen,
talk to us.
You know, as normal, I have to come in here and bring some ethics. Looking at this biblically, you know, the Olympics.
Please.
And yesterday, I don't know if you guys noticed, there was a commercial that highlighted the first transgender athlete.
No.
Yes, it's true. I think it was a Nike commercial. I could be wrong on that, but they highlighted the first transgender individual on the Olympic team. Well, I did a little research last night because I thought, well, that's odd.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, the commercial's true. The person's name is Chris Moser. And he, which was a she, was the first transgender athlete to compete for the United States. And Chris says it's a very different experience when you put the person before the pronoun. So Chris apparently is on the team, though I think, if my research is correct, the Olympic Committee has not yet let him slash her ride. Because that's something they're going to have to deal with. So here's the thing I want to throw out to you guys. Is it helping the United States when a genetically female athlete, her DNA, you can't change her DNA here, folks, just so you know that. Yeah. You could change the outward appearance, but you can't change the inward appearance because the DNA is still a female DNA. So the question is, does a genetic female help the male-dominated sports?
Well, it depends on just how good he or she is.
I think it definitely helps.
Some women are better than men.
Pocket. Because in an interview with Nike, Moser said that at age 4, he was already aware that his gender identity as a male didn't align with his biological sex as a female. Quote, everything I've done in the last 5-6 years since I started to transition has been with a just do it mindset.
Yeah.
End quote. I'm sure Nike had nothing to do with that.
But, you know, this raises for the Olympics, not just for Olympics, but sports in general. This raises a huge ethical dilemma. It's, do you let a genetic, you know, again, you guys just, so we're all on the same page. You can't change the DNA of this person.
Right.
She, Chris, is a female genetically. So if you were to extract her blood and put it under a microscope, she would be a female.
Right.
irregardless of what you look on the outside.
Right.
So are we going to allow a female to compete for the male sports? And then conversely, what happens, as we know will happen now, when the male transitions over to be the female? And we know a genetically DNA male, I mean, the whole DNA makeup is completely different.
Yeah.
The muscle mass, everything else. So if we're going to allow it for females to coming to male, don't we have to allow it for the male to go to female? And then wouldn't it just be an all-male sport?
Well, there is a male that transformed into a female that's an MMA fighter. I don't know if you've heard of, I can't remember the name, but it was probably four or five years ago this male became a female and was fighting other females and basically destroying these other women.
Really? Right. And like breaking their face and
stuff.
Yes,
and that doesn't seem okay.
No, and then so Dex, Mateo, Steve-O, think of this. How is this any different from, let's say, the Russians using steroids? Mm. I mean, if you could change a male to a female and under the equality banner, though their DNA is still male, how is that any different than banning the half the Russian team for using steroids?
Right.
It's there's an inconsistency. I'm just saying there's an inconsistency here.
Right.
I think what needs to happen is the Olympic Committee needs to look at the blood and go, hey, dude, you're a dude. I don't care what you say you are. Genetically, you got to compete because you're either at an advantage or a disadvantage.
Right,
because
they're taking testosterone. They're taking all these other
hormones.
Here's what's interesting. I'm, of course, always the controversial one, so I guess I'm just going to say
it. Do it.
I don't know if this is going to come off sexist or not, so please, I apologize for what I'm about to say, because I'm sure it's going to offend some people. Because when you came in here and said, did you know that there was a transgender in the Olympics are? And I was like, oh my gosh, unfair advantage, this is stupid. And then when you said it was a female competing with the males, I stopped and was like, that's kind of awesome. Because she, who is competing as a he, is
cheating.
No, because she is competing with males, and as we talk about like the unfair advantage or disadvantage, biologically males and females were made differently.
Yep.
And so usually you would think a male would have an advantage in a sport, in a competition.
But how does all the testosterone, possible steroids, and everything so you just think it's an equal playing field?
It would be one thing. Let's just say, because we know a lot of female fighters out there. I do. I mean, Holly Holm, look at her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She could beat up most guys.
You're right.
Right? She doesn't take anything. But if she decided, let's just say, just throw it out there, somebody like a Holly Holm decided they were going to transition into the other gender.
Why do they have to transition? What if it was just a female who wanted to compete with the men?
Because she'd get the snot beat out of her.
Exactly.
Put her against someone.
I say take out the hormones. Yeah. Take out the testosterone.
But this
That's not allowed.
Dude is totally competing with males and keeping up.
Yeah, because she's using things to enhance her performance.
Yeah. The bottom line is that she, Chris, is still a female genetically.
Yeah.
Again, we can't change our genetic makeup. She is a female. So what has changed is her outward appearance. And not only that, as Dex, you're saying, she's changed by taking a heap of testosterone and other things. Can she become disadvantaged the other way?
I think it'd be okay if she wasn't on any of that stuff. If she just was a female that wanted to be a man and she was competing as her natural ability, that's fine to me. But to put in all the testosterone and all that, that's cheating. That's like taking steroids.
Yeah. I mean, so again,
you're not wrong. You're not wrong on that, because that is it could be considered performance enhancing. That's Chris there. Chris Mosier, who was born Christine, I believe, right?
I think so. I would think so. I didn't get her original name, nor did they have pictures of her that I was able to find on the internet. You know, kind of a before and after type scenario.
Okay.
I just read, Steve, what you read, you know, as an early age. You know, the same story you hear usually. At a younger age, I affiliated more with the boys, or conversely, as boy, feeling more with the girls, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But again, folks, the big issue, let's get all, you know, put the political correct and everything else off to the side. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to look at the science of this. Scientifically, she, Chris, is a female. Mm-hmm. You cannot change your DNA.
Yep.
And so that is the question for the audience today.
And you're not,
is this wrong?
Wrong in that, man, I've been like trying to find anything, and it's been pretty well scrubbed. Like even Wikipedia, Facebook, anywhere, everything's been scrubbed, and it only says he everywhere with Chris Mosier. So I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I just got a text from Michael, who is a listener of the program, and he was a former MMA fighter.
Okay.
He said Fallon Fox was the transgender MMA fighter. But Dex, you're right. I mean, he transitioned over to female, and he's breaking faces and noses and, you know, half killing these people. Mm-hmm. So again, it's an ethical dilemma. We need to hear from people. We need to hear what people have to say regarding this.
585 Live, you can text us, or you can call us at 338-3700.
Also, transgender MMA fighter is Fallon Fox. He's actually banned from women combat
sports. Did they ban?
Yeah, which they need to. Yeah. So again, this poses a huge ethical dilemma, I think, for the Olympics. And I know they're trying to sneak it under, you know, in unknown, but what do we do then?
Yeah, because if they're, you know, bulking up by the use of testosterone, which you have to do.
You have to do.
When you transition.
You have to.
From female to male, you have to take the testosterone.
That's exactly right.
Then that is essentially the same thing as what the Russians are all in trouble for.
Well, so what they're saying is, for Chris, the practical target for hormone therapy is to increase testosterone levels to the normal male physiological range. That's 300 to 1,000 NG-DL, because I know what that... Okay. Practical hormone target for transgender women throughout hormone therapy is to decrease testosterone levels, blah, 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 blah. So what they're saying is they're using these things to put Chris within range of a natural male athlete.
Still,
and therefore they're not enhancing, it's just making him...
That's not that person's natural ability. That's what's great about the Olympics, is these are Olympians.
Yeah.
These are gladiators. These are people going out and using their God-given talents.
I want to see women compete against women. Mm-hmm. I want to see men compete against men. I don't want there to be a Fallon breaking the face of some girl. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Yep. I think we have to come down to the DNA of the individual.
It's an interesting time.
It is
an interesting time.
Thanks for coming in, Beanie.
Man, you're welcome.
You're just dropping bombshells and rolling.
There it is, guys. You asked me to come in and do something each day.
A lot of people texting in. We'll get to those text messages when we come back from our New Music Tuesday trip.
Yeah, this is the latest from Come Wind. It's called Clarity, which is what we all need right now. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Let's play the song, and then you guys tell us what you think about it.
585 Live. New Music Tuesday with Come Wind. 585 Live.
Hang on, Steve-O, did you want to say something?
Steve?
You're breathing pretty hard.
Oh my God, Steve,
I'm sorry.
Trying to get words out, or?
We can't have conversations.
What are you talking about? Hey, man, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about, man?
You ain't first. You're last.
I can't.
This past November, Come Wind released a new record. They have two new members in the band, John Robinson and Trevor Burke, and taking the sound to places before unimagined.
Beautiful.
And I dig that song, Clarity.
Yeah,
you guys, tell us what you think. It's got that awesome indie rock vibe.
Star 88FM on Facebook. Go like us. Tell us what you think about all the new music. Yeah, all right, back to this little Olympic topic, if you will.
It's a quandary.
A lot of people,
chiming in.
585 Live, feel free to text us. But Brian Nixon came in and was talking about, at the Olympics this year, there is a female.
Male, though.
Well, female that transitioned into a male and is competing in the Olympics this year.
With the dudes.
And we started talking about how that's cheating. That's not fair because, she's taking testosterone.
Well, she has to because she's a she, but she is wanting to be a dude, and so she has to take that to up her testosterone levels. Whatever.
Yeah.
I apologize because I'm kind of come off super insensitive with this conversation, but apparently so are a lot of our listeners because
I don't
they're
think
trying.
You did at all.
It's like that weird, like, how do you talk about this? His name is Chris Mosier. He was born a female, genetically a female.
Well, okay, out of respect, you say he. I'm going to go back to he. That's what you do. That's
okay.
That's out of respect.
Yeah, he said when I came to my friends and family and teammates, it wasn't a big issue because they knew me. I want to be visible so people can know me or at least know of me and that I exist. It's a different experience when you put the person before the pronoun. So Chris is continuing to train, obviously speaking out publicly as an advocate for LGBT athletes, and continues to comply with testing regulations. So he is tested regularly. And there are regulations that a Starmy member pointed out for male to female transgender athletes, stating that the person has to have testosterone levels equal to that of a non-transitioning female and has to have those for a solid year prior to the games in the Olympics.
It still doesn't matter to me. That's just not okay.
There's also, the same Starmy member said, there's a lot of questions about Pimsiri of Thailand in women's weightlifting last night. Quote, this is from a Starmy member. I mean no disrespect with this comment, but that person looks like a guy.
Well,
and I don't know how to say this differently, so sorry for the frankness, but there was you could see
evidence of male anatomy.
Yeah, but
it was noticeable, especially in weightlifting.
Well, it's weightlifting too. You got to think a lot of those Olympians, a lot of those weightlifters, I mean, they're very built.
And we went and looked at the photos, and it was like, okay. Yeah. Finkel is Einhorn.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good reference.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Mike, check 1, 2, checky, check, check.
Our friend Bawit Dubai.
Hurry up. We got to go to break.
Yeah,
Austria. He chimed in Austria and said, all right, guys, you compete against those who have the same plumbing. God gave you the plumbing. He didn't make the mistake on the plumbing. She is competing with he's. Oy vey. Is that what this country is? For whom she's competing? If they want to allow it, then that's their right. But you can't change the DNA. Mm. What do you guys think?
Thank you. All right, we got to take a break. New Music Tuesday continues. We're going to be interviewing the biggest female songwriter of all time on Thursday. We'll tell you who that is when we come back. Paper Route, Chariots, Star 88. New Music Tuesday. That's good morning. We're going to keep it going with New Music Tuesday.
Yeah, we were a little late on the last one. We're just going to roll back on through. We played this song early in the 6 o'clock hour. Only a couple people heard it. It's the new one from Roland. It's called Soda Pop Kids.
This is my favorite song so far this morning.
Definitely a 90s vibe. Whoa.
585 Live. Text the show. Tell us what you think. Or Star 88 FM on Facebook. Roland. New Music Tuesday.
And now I will do all of the talking with that. What's it called? Is it Talk Box? I
can't remember what it's called.
I am. I said I wanna get next to you. I said I wanna get close to you.
These two musicians right here.
You wouldn't wanna have to hurt to do.
I like
hurt to do.
I like it. I thought it was great.
I'm just saying.
Soda Pop Kids from Roland. What are they saying? What does everybody like it? Everybody likes it, right?
Let's double check now.
Yes, Keeper. Down. Love the tune and words.
Love the tune and words.
Someone else said, I'm sorry, but Finkel is Einhorn. I just spit my coffee all over my desk at
Yeah,
work.
You did.
If you thought that was funny, the name is Pimsiri. How about this one? Are you ready? Himsiri. He hails from the nation of Guyland.
They're coming to get you, Steve-O.
Gosh. Stop it.
They're coming to get you.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, they are. The police are coming to get you.
I'd run if I were you.
I just can't even. I just can't even.
Now the millennial police are coming to get you because you stole their phrase.
Anybody say anything on Facebook?
Yeah, people are digging it. Lots of people into that song say it's Keeper.
Good.
Jax, you're probably not going to keep it.
What? But you kept the techno track?
Yeah,
kept the techno track. That's actually kind of true.
I kept that.
I heard that yesterday.
I was so bummed when I heard that.
Did somebody leave a bed on?
Seriously.
I really did.
Which one are you guys talking
about? This one. Yeah.
Lunch mix. Welcome to the lunch mix.
Daniel loved it, didn't he?
40 That's minutes why. Nonstop.
No, I didn't know that.
Drum and bass.
I don't think we kept
bass,
it.
Bass, bass.
It played the other day.
Yeah, I heard it yesterday, and I was like,
okay.
It's DJ Boss Ben Dan's
favorite
track.
Somebody
it was probably
it
during that person's show. I'm not going to say who, but Daniel loves that song.
Ooh, Daniel.
Oh, you're dialed into the Lunch Mix. Lunch, 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 lunch,
lunch, lunch, lunch. But yeah, we're not going to keep this new one just because you like it.
I got stuck. You couldn't stop.
You weren't even like blinking.
I almost had to slap myself in the face.
Are you okay? Man, you are sweating.
It's like I had a seizure.
Hey, we don't make fun of that.
Gosh.
Dude, I have the giggles today. I have no idea what happened.
You have the giggles every day.
Yeah, you do.
Oh.
This is not a departure from normal.
That's okay. Why I don't go to the gym, man. Who needs to work out when you got abs of steel from giggling?
That's true.
Hit your friends.
I believe they're abs of silk, Steve.
Yes, they are.
All right. Before
smooth.
Before we jump into this genius way of getting your kids to do chores.
Genius.
Oh,
genius.
Just a little plug for Thursday. We're going to be interviewing
Diane Warren,
the biggest female songwriter.
Good grief.
Thanks for taking it. Just stealing my thunder.
Well, nobody knows who she is.
Oh, I'm trying.
He's
I was going
to
set
hype
it
up.
I was trying to set it up.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
We're going to be
Diane Warren,
the biggest female songwriter in history. This is of all time in history. I was blown away when I was going through
all
the songs.
I'm so glad I booked a good interview because our boy Robert calls and he's like, Steve-O,
you didn't book this one.
I got an interview for you.
And I'm like, everything.
Okay. And he's like, the legendary. He used the word legendary.
Yeah.
Diane Warren.
He's right.
And I'm like,
he's right.
I don't even. Oh,
he's right.
Okay. Well, like, for what? And he's like, Diane Warren. Diane Warren, you want this. Trust me. Will you just take this interview? And I'm like, yeah. Like, he's never been that pushy.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm telling you, it's going to be incredible. You're going to love it. And I'm like, okay.
So then I get here this morning, and I see the email that we have Diane Warren on the show. So I'm like, who's Diane Warren?
Exactly.
So I played a montage this morning,
okay?
I played a montage, and these two were blown away. I played about 10 songs of the hits of Diane Warren. And that was just a warm-up. Get ready.
Okay.
She wrote these tracks.
Who's gonna take away the tears you cry? Who's gonna love you?
Who's that, Cher?
I've never heard this.
I've never heard this.
What?
One.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Time, love, and tip.
Michael Bolton!
Okay.
If your world is over, maybe time to remember this.
Tell him, Dex.
Here's a broken heart.
Love you, Mom.
Time, love, and tenderness. Time,
Michael, she wrote like a ton of Michael Bolton hits.
Who's Gloria Estefan?
Gloria.
No way.
That's a good song.
So she really has written everything, apparently.
Yes.
That was.
You can't
wait to nail
get
that.
Get some Michael Bolton. What is
wow.
this?
You've never heard
what?
This one?
Oh.
Sounds like he recorded it off a cassette tape.
As long as it's Steve and you.
No. Diane Warren.
Set the night to music.
She wrote all those songs. Your girl.
Yeah.
I thought she wrote all of her songs.
Oh my god!
I was a little disappointed when Celine Dion didn't write the song.
You asked Steve to.
I'm in every song.
She wrote all of them.
That's pretty incredible. She's worked with a lot of people.
Yeah, that's only the second montage.
Montage.
I have one more montage.
I want to know who else she's worked with. Apparently, everybody.
I don't know. Kind of want to wait to play the other montage.
So anyways, 8:40 on Thursday.
I will say that she did write this song that Lady Gaga performed.
Till it happens to you.
Oh, wow.
Till it happens to you. That was written by
Diane
Warren.
So she's still writing stuff.
Yeah.
She's been writing for decades.
Wow. Part of me wants to Google it so I can find out, but then
what
the other
do you
part
even ask?
Does not want to, because I want to wait for the montage.
The montage.
Montage.
That's right. She's worth $60 million.
Why do you always?
God, so am I.
It's my favorite.
Do you guys know I'm worth that much, too?
Just, we'll never understand
it's
that.
Just in the eyes
we'll
of
never
my
understand
mom.
That.
You're not curious to see how much these people are worth?
No. What does that have to do with the interview? What are we going to even ask her? So what was
it's
it
nothing
like
to do. I'm just curious.
Working with this artist.
I'm just
cool.
curious. I want to know
what
how much they make.
What was it like working with this artist?
It's like it's a fantasy thing.
How
it's,
many people
you know,
did you wanna date in high school because you did a lot of breakup songs?
How much do you really have in the bank? Do you have them in different bank accounts? Do you have one?
How willing are you to give me like $1,000? You don't need it.
Could you give me your stockbroker's number?
Yeah. He's looking for a new one.
There you go. All right. There you go. That's tomorrow. We'll be talking to the biggest female songwriter of
or
all time.
Or Thursday, because it's only Thursday.
Or excuse me, Thursday. Diane Warren.
She's written the hits?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I would like to show you this little photo.
Okay.
I think this is great. If you're a parent out there and you can't get your kids to do chores, well, guess what?
Maybe the answer is here.
This mom came up with a genius way of getting your kids to do chores. There's a picture going viral right now. You guys can go ahead and read this. What's the picture say, Teo?
Today's Wi-Fi password can be unlocked texting a photo of a clean kitchen to mom. Said photograph must contain one box of crackers on the counter by the stove to prevent reusing any previous photos. Thank you for playing. May the odds be ever in your favor. Love.
That.
How is that? Boom! She won the internet. This mom won the internet.
I am upping the ante.
What?
I am upping the ante. I am totally stealing this, and that's how we're going to do with the Jeter boys. I'm going to, because they have a list of chores that they have to do.
Yeah.
Each chore that they complete, they get an envelope, and that's one letter of the password.
Let's get it
now. Oh,
that's pretty good. I like that.
I like that.
I love
that. Oh, my
that.
Gosh.
I like how
so
she
genius.
Threw in a custom, like, it has to have one box of crackers on the counter by the
so
stove.
Good.
Yeah.
She probably changes a feature of the picture every day.
So for her kids to get the Wi-Fi password, they have to do chores. They have to complete it to get it, to unlock it.
Solid.
That's so cool.
Solid parenting.
They have to text a photo of a clean kitchen. Said photograph
so
must contain
good.
One box of crackers on the counter by the stove. Yeah, so they don't use another photo.
Man.
I love it. I think it's great.
It's pretty fantastic.
So there you go, parents
pretty
out there.
Fantastic.
There you go, Leslie. Man, we got it. We got this. Because moving into this new home, oh my gosh, there's a lot of square footage.
You got to get some more furniture, am I right?
Actually, you know what? We're doing pretty good.
No, you need
because,
more furniture. You're going to need another place
I just
to
realized
sit.
That Leslie and I are hoarders.
Oh. Dude, Chrissy and I have come to that realization as well.
Oh, my gosh.
I am not a hoarder.
Like I said, I have a 3-car garage, and the
Man,
thing is
must
full.
Must be nice. Must be nice.
It's ridiculous how much stuff. I mean, we haven't unpacked everything yet, but still. It's just, it makes me sick to my stomach to think you
let's,
have all that
let's
stuff.
Let's have a joint garage sale this weekend.
All right.
Glad I came up with the rest of that sentence.
You did a good job. Got in there, right there at the end.
We'll team up. We'll get all of our stuff that we don't want. All
right, I'm down.
Because my thing is, partially, I feel like a hoarder, but then I'm like, but this would be amazing if it worked. I got into the back of my stand-up Asteroids machine that I've had since, it was my dad's. Since I was a little kid, I've lugged that thing around.
We
gotta get it fixed.
It was always working, and now I can't get the player one and player two buttons to work. So like everything else is working, but I can't press start.
Gotta get that.
I can't figure it out. I'm not an engineer. I've got like the actual manual from the 70s, which by the way, early 80s actually, because it came out in I think 81. It's got like little kid crayon writings from me.
You might not be
little
an
baby.
Engineer,
that's
but are you a Steve-o. Ninjaneer?
I'm an engineer.
Check that out.
Ninja.
A ninjaneer is one who engineers pain.
No.
through
oh,
the
wait.
Methods.
Hold on. We have an Olympic update. Hold on. Let's check in.
We've all played badminton, and it seems like the rules are fairly easy to understand. I think there's a big difference, though, in the equipment that these guys use and the ones we use at home. This is a typical racket that you can buy, and it all comes as part of a set. You get the net, you get a couple of rackets, you get some birdies, right? And this is an okay racket, but compare it with this one. This one is cost about $75, but it can run you up to about $200, okay? And it's a little bit bigger than the kind that we might move around with in the backyard. Listen to the difference in tension, though. This is the one that we play with. This is the one the bad boys of badminton play with. So obviously they're going to be able to hit the ball a little bit harder. It's a much more precise piece of equipment. But here's where the big change is. This is the shuttlecock that's used at the Olympics, and maybe you've been hearing Bill Clement describe this thing. 16 goose feathers. I mean, this is a beautiful piece of equipment, but it's fragile, but it's also very strong. All from the left side of the goose. I'm not making this up. So that the contours of the feathers are all the same, and it gives a uniform ride.
What are we watching?
This thing can go up to 200 miles an hour.
Fascinating.
What? You cannot tell me that the birdie we use at home, this thing, you can lean on this as hard as you want. This thing isn't going 200 miles an hour.
It's not. That's fascinating. Olympics, Rio.
No, that was the worst.
Also, what year is that from?
It's this Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
That says 2004.
Yeah. No, that's another clip.
Oh.
So, it's another one from down here.
It says Mary Carrillo's famous badminton rant from the 2004 Olympics.
Oh.
Full version, Dex. Mm.
That wasn't this one. Is badminton still a sport?
Yeah.
Dex.
Is it?
Did she really say that?
Yeah.
Did she really say that?
Yeah, she really did. That's what it's called.
Okay, well.
Did you know that?
This thing's up in the tree. So then what does your kid do? She says, Mommy, I'll get it down. Throws a racket up in the tree. Now your racket's up in the tree. She says, don't worry, I'll get that down. So now your kid goes into the garage and goes and gets the red rubber ball, which should come as standard equipment in any kind of backyard badminton set. Man. Throws that in, that immediately gets impaled.
The Olympics.
So she goes
incredible.
To get something else to get one of these things down, okay? Now there are kids from all over the neighborhood
everywhere
that have come into your backyard, and they're emptying out your garage, throwing stuff at your tree. Yeah. Then you see Christopher Burr, and it's always Christopher Burr.
Always.
He takes a rollerblade, throws it up at the tree, hits your car, you got a dent in your Jeep.
Dang.
You realize you better get your Jeep out of the way, and you also realize that for the first time in 7 years, you can actually pull your car into the garage because there's no sporting equipment there anymore.
Wow. This is great. Wait, this is great news.
What just happened?
Let me give you some insight into the Summer Olympics.
Okay.
That's why we still have them, because those games help us think and help us get through ordinary, everyday problems. Thank you, Mary, because
it's Carrillo.
Carrillo.
She's talking badminton. She's talking about Chris, her neighbor.
Are you ready for this? That badminton rant is 4 minutes long.
Yeah. So apparently back in 2004, this Mary Carrillo, she was covering some of the badminton matches for NBC. She was supposed to talk about the differences between pro badminton gear and the badminton sets that people buy for their backyards. But she had to fill time in the broadcast, so she ended up going off on this legendary rant about how badminton birdies always get stuck in trees.
She says, and somehow mothers from all over the neighborhood hear that badminton is being played at Mary's house. They're dropping off their kids. They know it's an all-day affair. They know it's going to involve 17 other sports. They're dropping off the kids. They're leaving skid marks.
Beautiful.
Up to 200 miles an hour.
Yep.
You cannot tell me that the birdie we use at home, you can lean on this as hard as you want. This thing isn't going 200
miles
an hour.
No, it's not. Maybe 20.
Yeah. Mary no longer
works
for the Olympics. She got fired after that dreadful day.
And then they brought in Mr. Costas. He got Sauron's eye.
Mm-hmm.
He could see invisible things.
This is true.
He destroyed many hobbits, all of Hobbiton, and now he can't work for the Olympics either.
Beautiful.
What's next? What's going to happen this year?
Oh, this year is going to be cray-cray. I got an update from dear Mr. Stephen Christian about another athlete you may know a little something about.
I've heard of Stephen Christian.
Tim Tebow has been working out and is set to pursue a Major League Baseball career.
Wow. No.
Really?
He can play baseball?
Yeah.
Man, that guy can do it all.
He's pulling a Jordan?
This sounds like a publicity stunt because, well, it probably is. Now, he says this is absolutely real. It is not a publicity stunt. He has been training for months in Scottsdale, Arizona, and L.A. He played baseball regularly up to his junior year, and he was actually being scouted by the Red Sox. Well, actually, the Los Angeles Angels back then. He was a scout for the Halos. But Tom Kochman, he was the area scout there with the Halos and attempted to get Tebow to choose baseball over football. And when Timmy decided not to play his senior year, they knew, oh, he's focusing on football. Mm-hmm. Well, he's been with trainers for the last several months. And according to people close to the situation, he is holding a workout with all 30 major league teams to observe within the next month his skill set. And he's hoping to get picked up by a major league team.
Make it happen.
Is that exciting for you guys?
For me, no.
No? Okay. Well.
What about for you?
Yeah, I mean, I liked him. I liked watching Tim Tebow.
Uh-huh. Major League Baseball.
This is my Olympic theme. Who's ready?
Everything goes back to Jurassic Park. Always. Always and forever.
Oh, that's good.
Always and forever.
Me, me, me. Me, me, me.
Oh, man.
Me, me, me. Me, me, me. Oh, man. Me,
he keeps changing the key. I don't even know what to do.
Me, me, me. Me, me, me.
You got to work on the breathing for that last one.
Man.
It's, you know, it's the saxophonist I got. He's terrible. It's just really hard to find a good saxophonist here in Albuquerque.
Hey,
it's
hey.
Because of the altitude.
You better be careful, that saxist.
Wow.
You took a perfectly good rant and ruined it.
That's it for me. I'll see you guys later. Yeah,
just
we could only hope that that would be it for you.
Just put your headphones down.
You promise that every time, and it never comes true. It's like dreams breaking apart every day.
Set them right there on the table. If you could walk away slowly, sir. Please. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, he's back. He's back.
That's the first time I've ever shut off Tam's mic. I shut off Teo's mic. That never happens.
I love this so much.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
Let me ask you guys a question. Do you ever wonder if posting a misconnection ad on Craigslist ever works?
Oh, I know it works.
Well, Craigslist... Well, I don't know. I don't want to recommend that you do this, okay? So I'm not recommending that you post a missed connection ad on Craigslist or anything. But these two guys named Elliot and Jason were riding a canoe down a creek in Webanew, Wisconsin last week when they saw a leg sticking out of a beaver dam.
A leg?
A leg. They paddled over to check it out, realized it was a prosthetic leg. And they said, "Well, that's a pretty cool leg. I think I'm going to take this home. This leg, I'm going to put this up on my mantle, and it's going to be awesome." Well, they decided to check Craigslist on the off chance that someone had posted about it.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Someone had posted about it.
Somebody posted about it.
Let's get it now.
Yeah, the leg belonged to a 49-year-old guy named Mark Warner who'd lost it on a fishing trip 3 weeks earlier when his boat tipped over.
Whoa.
One of his friends told him to post it on Craigslist just in case someone found it. And, well, Elliot and Jason, who found it, contacted
him. Leg. Went fishing, lost my leg, Dex.
Lost my leg.
Got everything else. I came home with my tackle box, maybe lost a couple of lures, but that was the crappy ones. And then, Lord knows, I lost my leg.
They contacted Mark, gave him his leg back, and, well, he gave him $50 as a reward.
Real thanks, thankful, man. Gave him $50 because he'd give me a leg up.
Oh, gosh.
Love it.
I'm the worst one.
Y'all know, you get it.
But I'm the worst one.
You get it.
I get it.
I'll explain it.
I get it.
It's because I lost my leg and then he gave it back.
Yeah. Leg.
I was going to post it not only to Craigslist, but to Legslist.
Oh, yes.
That's specific for slow legs.
Slow clap for that one.
Tons of legs on there.
Oh, man.
None of mine until this one.
Goodness. That's good.
I like that. It's real cute. You guys clearly get each other.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Appreciate it. That's
sweet. If you lose an arm, you can post it on the armistice.
Guys, I got a couple people hitting me up about the arcade machine. I think it's going to happen. We're going to have an arcade barbecue.
Ooh.
Yeah. Thank you for all the awards.
New Music Tuesday continues. We have some headlines. Also on the way, science. Science proves women hold grudges. We'll talk more about that. We'll jump into that one. When we come back, hang out.
Donald Trump facing some shaky poll numbers, laying out his economic blueprint in the Midwest.
The Detroit Economic Club, Trump says if elected, he'll simplify the tax code.
This will lead to millions of new and really good-paying jobs.
Delta Airlines. Computer problems grounded flights. Service is back up, but there are nearly 400 delays.
Hulu saying it will no longer offer free TV episodes.
There are security flaws that could give a hacker complete access to your Android cell phone.
Michael Phelps advancing to the semifinals in the first individual event that he's participated in at the Rio Olympics.
The mayor of Fairfax, Virginia is resigning.
Walmart says it's purchasing Jet.com, which launched in 2014 as an online competitor to sites like Amazon. The deal, worth $3 billion in cash and another $300 million in stock, underscores Walmart's focus on online retail.
Taliban faction is claiming responsibility for the hospital bombing in Pakistan.
An American and an Australian have been kidnapped in Kabul.
A new study says driving when you're drowsy can be just as deadly as driving drunk or being distracted, killing 5,000 Americans last year.
Hi.
What was that, Dad?
I was trying to find my other music beds, and I couldn't find them. Just kind of cut off real quick, man. There.
Guys, we need to go on 5 a.m. scavenger hunts more often.
Yeah, go to our Facebook pages. We went on stars, right?
No, because I was driving, and it was difficult.
Yeah, well, if you go to Teo's Facebook page or you go to mine, you can see us go live on Facebook at around 5:30 this morning. We were trying to find Crystal Pepsi because apparently it hit the shelves yesterday, but it only hit the shelves in certain parts of the country. They're still shipping it out to places. Very disappointing. Man, I can't wait to get that Crystal Pepsi, man.
Oh, no. Don't do that, because you know we're not really going to find it.
We will.
It's already like $10 a bottle on eBay.
Well,
it's just stupid.
It'll hit the shelves. It will.
It better go like for realsies, though, because Nuka-Cola came out, which was like Fallout 4, Nuka-Cola, only in Target for 17 minutes.
Yeah.
Never saw it. Never even saw it.
I still haven't seen that. Was it Ecto Cooler? I still can't find that either.
See, exactly.
I saw it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wait. You saw it and you didn't buy any?
I don't want that stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
I would have liked a sixer or something.
No, we've only talked about it for years.
You guys could get me some for my birthday.
All right. Yeah, your birthday is coming up.
Friday.
So back in the day when Crystal Pepsi launched, I remember being a kid and thinking, wow, this is going to be so awesome, and I can't wait to try it. Because I was a Pepsi kid when I was little. Now I'm a Coke guy. I think as you grow older, you become a Coke guy. That's just the way it is. It didn't sound right.
Maybe.
I remember taking a drink of Crystal Pepsi and thinking, huh. Well, It tastes like Pepsi.
That's the best part. That's the best part is we're like going crazy trying to find it. And then I was trying to think back and I'm like, yeah, I think I liked it. I think I got it from the gas station a couple times. But then I was like, give me some of that Big Red.
Well,
you guys remember Big Red?
Big Red.
It tasted like blue.
Still have
tasted
Big
like red bubble gum.
Yeah, you can still get it.
Man,
Big Red
in
Big
Lubbock,
blue.
Texas, there was nothing cooler than Big Red.
No, Jolt was.
Nope.
Remember
Big
Jolt
red,
that
man.
Gave
Jolt
kids heart attacks?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
They had to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I was seeing when it came to like, quote, cola, I was an RC kid.
Oh,
and I think it's because Lubbock.
You were a hipster.
No.
Cola and a moon
pie. It was Texas, man.
Yeah.
Big Red and RC Cola, those were my jams. Also love original Fritos. I'm weird.
And he likes oil.
Oil.
Yep. Motor oil.
Give me some of that oil over.
Well, because we live in the future, and viral videos are amazing.
Yeah.
Millennials sat down and tried the Crystal Pepsi for the very first time.
Ooh, the Crystal Pepsi.
And here's what they thought about it.
I do not know what Crystal Pepsi is. Hadn't heard of it until today.
It came out in 1992 and was discontinued by 1993.
1992.
I will say right away that does not taste like regular Pepsi.
Everything in here looks like it could probably kill you.
There's like a chemical-y aftertaste.
Yep.
It tastes like Pepsi.
It's like, I wouldn't be mad about it if it was cough syrup.
It's kind of like 7-Up. It's a limited time promotion.
Let's just say this explains the 90s.
Aww.
Little hipsters,
Let's
man.
Let's just say it explains
those,
the 90s.
Those little jerks.
You dumb kids, you.
Those little hipsters, I'll tell you what.
You know what, Dex?
I'm going to get myself some of that Crystal Pepsi. It's going to be great.
It's New Music Tuesday. We should just jump into this track.
All right, let's do it.
This is I Want to Be Famous because all those millennials do.
Did we play this one this morning?
We did. Oh. It's a new band to our station. They're called Danger Scene. Tell
Remember
us what you
the
think.
Killers.
Facebook.com/Start88FM.
Danger Scene, I Want to Be Famous on New Music Tuesday at Star 88. Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. 585 Live. Text us. Let us know what you think. Should we bury that one or should we add it to the playlist? What are they saying?
One person said lame.
Let's see. We got another. Let's see. Yeah, we got a text from NT Wright here that says this song is theologically inaccurate.
Dude, NT Wright. That's
cool.
Yeah,
he listens a lot.
Okay.
I like that.
Anything else?
No, that's pretty much it.
We got another one that says, isn't Teo a millennial? To which I replied, the better question is if the millennium is Teolineal.
Nuh-uh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Figure that one out, Hopscotch.
We're all millennials, guys. We just have you fooled.
A cool put down to call somebody is Hopscotch.
I like that.
Hopscotch.
It's a Teolineal thing.
Man, it was so weird. I've been watching Dawson's Creek. You know, I got season four
it feels
on DVD.
Good.
Oh, man.
And so the year season four came out was 2000.
Nice.
And so they're online and the AOL, you've got mail. It pops up and you're going, oh my gosh, I remember. This is a flashback.
Oh my gosh, Pacey just emailed me from across the creek.
To think that it's been almost 17 years since 2000.
Whoa.
That blows my mind. Losing my hair, and I got gray. I have a gray beard.
You got three kids, bro.
Wrinkles everywhere. 8:49. Good morning.
High today of 89. It went down a couple degrees.
Hey-o!
How are the roads out there?
Let's take a quick old look. Traffic. Everything's running along very smoothly. Good job, ladies and gents. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic. All right. Well, let's see here. I think we got some time to do a few. Quick headlines.
The chaos that left tens of thousands of Delta passengers stuck in airports around the planet overnight was the result, the airline claims, of a power outage in Atlanta that they say crippled the computer systems and operations of Delta. But it may not be that simple.
Dun, dun, dun.
Here at KOAT, like so many of you, our power went out last night, but we're fortunate enough to have a generator, so it kicked
richies.
On immediately.
Oh,
at UNMH,
course.
They have five of these, because there, even a momentary loss of power can really be a life or death situation.
When this happened, at UNM Hospital, officials are prepared for a power outage. They have to be, because your life depends on it.
To run essential equipment, such as ventilators, patient-sensitive devices, we have to have some sort of power because they do have batteries for those sensitive equipment. Those batteries generally only last about an hour or two.
UNMH tells us it had to switch to generator power for an hour and a half.
Totally
generators that automatically kick on.
Dex, what did that have to do with the Delta story?
Oh, did you read the Delta thing?
Yeah, he totally read the Delta thing.
I was panicking over here because I couldn't find my soundboard, and I thought you were talking about the power outage.
Cool, man.
I was. The one that crippled Delta for the past couple days.
I was listening.
No, I was trying to hit the Delta one. I just hit the wrong button.
Nah, you totally didn't. You hit the local one. That's all right.
It's okay.
I'm really embarrassed right now.
Don't be embarrassed.
So red.
Can we just talk about Pokemon?
No, no, I am not even into this story.
It is legit.
I'm not even into it. Okay. Nobody cares about Pokemon right now.
I thought we already did Delta.
Yeah, that's a huge update.
We did part of it, but this is a huge update. Because, you know, Delta blamed it on a power outage in Atlanta. They said, that's what's up. But then the power company that provides Delta's electricity said, hey, wait a second. Everything was fine with the power grid yesterday. Why are you blaming us? I don't know if you guys remember.
Here at KOAT, like so many of you, our power went out last night, but we're fortunate.
Oh, I thought you were pointing for the clip.
I definitely have my hands down here by my side.
What?
So anyway, yesterday theorized this was the work of hackers. Mm. And now we're wondering, here at the studio, we have a clip.
Here at KOAT, like so many of you, our power went out last night. But
okay, you're
done. This is the wrong clip.
That's the wrong clip.
It's the wrong clip.
I don't have the other clip.
It is interesting that Delta blamed it on a power outage, and now the power company is like, hey, wait a second. There was nothing wrong. You got to wonder, because of what happened with Southwest last month.
Well, I don't know, man. When we checked in with Delta's CEO...
What did he have to say?
Well, let's find out.
And now, a message from Delta Airlines CEO, Ed Bastian.
I'm Ed Bastian. I'm speaking to you today from our operations and customer center.
Wait, what happened?
Hello?
Did we lose
our system capabilities, as I'm sure you can appreciate.
Yep.
Oh, Ed!
Power about 2:30, which caused us to...
Is this thing even working?
And get these systems back as quickly as possible.
Oh, gosh.
Apologize for any inconvenience this has caused to you, our customers.
This has been a message from Delta Airlines CEO.
Didn't explain anything.
I don't think we heard from him.
Didn't explain one.
I wouldn't fly if I was you.
Well, they canceled about 3,000 flights today.
I can fly.
You can fly. You can fly. You can fly.
I was thinking if my kid, because my kids, Jane and Landon, they flew back from Reno.
No idea. You had children.
Yeah, I got three. And I was thinking the whole time going, man, what would I do if my kids got stuck at the airport? What if? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't drive. No. You know how long it would take to get there? Daniel's telling me to drive.
Oh, I was going to say, nobody said anything about driving, you crazy schizo.
What a weirdo.
I wouldn't drive. What
I wasn't even looking at him.
What? Quiet, Terry. Quiet.
What? I should kill everybody in here and escape? Thanks, Harley.
Weirdo.
Weirdo, Dex.
Daniel was clearly talking to me in the other room.
He's not even in there.
Okay.
He's not in there.
Yeah,
Steve-O,
right.
Daniel's not in there.
He's not.
This is odd.
He totally got me.
I think that baby doll that we found in here got to you.
You were saying something about something we didn't care about, and then you turned crazy, and so what?
You don't care about my kids, man?
No, I mean, I care.
I know you don't like Kayla, but what about the other two?
Let me ask you this, Dex. Which of your personalities cares about your kids the most?
Yeah.
Well,
you should let that one take over in this situation.
Delta canceled about 1,000 flights and had 2,900 others delayed for hours.
Gosh. Wow. And didn't they have to cancel more today?
Yeah.
So they're blaming it. This company is saying that a lot of times when large airlines merge, that it creates this new infrastructure that they're not used to keeping up with, because traditionally airlines haven't had a ton of money, but recently, since they charge an arm and a leg to do anything now, they're flush with cash, and they haven't gone back to redo these merger infrastructures. So they're actually predicting that U.S. Airways and American Airlines, which completed a merger last year, they're expected to switch systems over the course of this year. And so this website saying, you watch, it's going to happen again.
Dude, high five, because we're flying Delta and American Airlines, aren't we?
Someone hasn't booked his ticket yet.
Oh, Teo.
Seriously?
Here's the thing, Tater.
Yeah.
You got to get on that.
Get on what?
Traveling
to New York.
What are
you talking about?
You know what? I'm going
traveling
with you.
To New York?
I'm going now.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You can't. They already closed registration. They already closed registration.
I don't even need to go to I don't even need York. To. You know what? I don't need to go to Comic-Con. You guys go do your thing. I'll go do my thing.
Dex is upset because in October, Teo and I are taking a fall vacation together.
I read that if you book six weeks out, it's the cheapest.
Are you serious?
Yep, so I'm waiting a couple weeks. I did tell you. You didn't listen.
I'm going, guys. I'm booking.
Okay. Wait for me to book, and then you can go. Did you guys know that dog people have more friends than cat people but watch less hip TV shows? Neither did I. Let's hear more about it. A new study looked at dog people and cat people on Facebook to find the biggest differences between them. And they mainly just confirmed some stereotypes.
Okay.
you know, we are.
I have more friends.
Here are the four big things I've heard. Number one. Yes, Steve-O, this is true. Dog people seem more excitable and emotional. But cat people seem a little moodier and more smug.
Well, yeah.
Guys, if I'm moody and smug, I apologize. Maybe if you have two cats, hopefully it cancels that crap out.
I just found a round-trip flight for like half of what I paid.
Send me that email.
I'm going to.
Stop
Thank you,
it.
Bud.
I want to cry.
The words that dog people are much more likely to use include excited, proud, blessed, fabulous. Mm. Cat people's top words, tired, amused, annoyed,
emotional,
happy, and sad.
Mm.
No, the dog people are the ones that are more emotional.
Oh.
Number two, cat people watch hipper TV shows.
Happy from a mean old man, get my dinner from a garbage can.
Okay.
Number three, dog people have an average of 26 more Facebook friends, but cat people get invited to more events. What's up?
Wow. Really?
Number four, finally, cat people are more likely to be single than dog people, 30% to 24%.
Okay. We're going to have to go to break.
It's because we're the cats meow.
New Music Tuesday continues, and I think Quality Tam is back.
Gosh, she brought a buffet.
We'll talk to Tam when we come back. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion.
So, I just
hit my head.
You guys,
why did I miss that?
It's okay.
Did you really?
They're both over there laughing at Steve-O's joke.
I literally just, like, I was laughing so hard at him, and then I, like, had to go away from the microphone because I didn't want to be distracting, and I smacked my head in the corner of this massive random
You're
thing that
bleeding.
Doesn't even need to be.
I'm sorry.
Am I?
Yeah, I'm
That's just Kool-Aid.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Mm. We get a call. Ghost Bugsters.
Yeah, buddy. 905.
High today of 89 degrees.
Nice.
Still got some wrecks out there?
Let me see about it. Traffic. No, just a lot of road construction. No accidents. That's really good traffic.
Welcome to the show, Tam!
Oh! Yes!
She was on America's
I love
got
that.
Talent.
That's
she
so fantastic.
It. Yeah, what was it like when you were on AGT?
That's the only show so I have good. Not tried out for is America's Got Talent.
Why?
I don't know.
Because Simon didn't like her. That's why she got booted from
America. No, actually, Simon, I mean, that's
Tell
rude
me a
to
good
say.
Simon Cowell story, because I know you guys are close.
You guys are so close, because you're on American Idol.
I told you about when I read his book, right?
What?
And I told him that in the room, in the audition room.
There's a book?
He has a book?
So he wrote this book, and it's called I Don't Mean to Be Rude, But... dot dot dot.
Oh, I gotta get this book.
Okay, so I found it at Hastings in the used section, so I picked it up.
R.I.P. Hastings.
And then I read it on the way to my auditions to actual American Idol, right?
Is it good?
So I read it. It was really good. He talked about all the behind the scenes and kind of where he's coming from and everything else. And he was really funny because he talked about how to, like, if you want your career to boom or whatever,
yeah.
like, you should start dating a famous person. Like, he starts telling you all these little things that tricks that celebrities do to, like, make their careers better.
That's
and
terrible.
It's so superficial and shallow.
Well,
so,
of course it is.
Does it work?
It does work in the superficial
yeah.
world.
Yeah.
But so then if you want something deeper, you're like, you're just going to be totally bored. But then he goes in to talk about his relationships, and there was a woman that he was dating, and he actually was so in love with this woman, and she loved him back completely. But guess what he chose?
Oh. Money and fame.
He chose his job
no.
over her. And he told her that. He's like, I'm married to my work, and I'll be rejecting you and neglecting you if I marry you. And so we should just stay friends.
Oh, that's
and
actually pretty
kind of just be whatever.
Right. I'd say he did
It was the
right.
one
yeah.
that got away.
So during my audition,
he let her go.
When I sang, there was a song away. I sang. It was called Syrup and Honey by Duffy. And it talks about don't go wasting your time away when your love is right here. Like, I'm right here. So I sang that song, and I said, I dedicate this song. It's when I went to the Hollywood Round, and it was during that time. So Ellen DeGeneres, and we had Simon
Ellen.
You
got to meet Ellen?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, totally. She's hilarious.
Oh.
So it was when it was during that time, during the Hollywood Round, and she was there. And I said, I'm singing this song for Simon's ex-girlfriend. And Randy was like... Which one? And I was like, good question. But she's the one in the book.
Wow.
And so when I went to the first audition, which was in Denver, Colorado, I was at the Invesco Field. Is that what it's called
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
Okay. So we were there.
Well, no, now I think it's Sports Authority, which is funny.
Oh, there we go.
They just went
out of business.
So that's probably why they bought the Broncos Stadium. and then went under.
Turns out it's much more than we thought.
Yeah.
So I was there for that audition, and I made it through. You know, you go through like six different rounds before you get on national television, all that stuff. So when I finally got to that round where I was, it was like the national television, like this is going to be televised, and it's going to be this big deal. Ryan Seacrest is there, and blah, 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 with like a 9-booster tan.
What?
I went in.
9-booster tan?
Is what that?
Oh, yeah. I used to work at a tanning salon.
Wait, which one?
And,
please tell me that they called you Tan.
Tam the Tan one.
Oh, Tamara.
I have a really funny story about that, but I'll tell you that later.
Say it again, Tan.
So I used to work there, and so there's spray tans that you can get, and you get certain boosters. So a lot of times fitness tan. People will come in who are doing shows or whatever it is, and you can choose which booster you want, which is the level of darkness that you want.
Tan was working there, and somebody came up and kicked her right in her booster. It got real dark. Tan jokes.
It got real dark.
Gosh,
so,
this is great.
So Ryan Seacrest had a certain level of booster, and it was like the top one.
Yeah.
So I told him he looked a little orange, and then he was like, makeup! And then our producer came by, and she was like, what is wrong with you? And he was like, do I look orange? And she was like, a little.
No.
So then makeup
You are aliens from another planet.
And fixed him. You are aliens from another planet. And that voice is real. He's much smaller in person than you think.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes they show him next to the contestants and stuff.
Oh,
I'm
gosh.
Going,
he's
You're
little...
an oddly shaped person.
He is. He really is. That's a great way to put it.
Is it the European shirts that he wears?
No.
I don't know.
No, it really
European
is.
Cut.
He's sort of bigger on his... He's like a little heavy on his shoulders,
hey.
You know? Like
Europeans are a little weird.
Like he's got this muscle, he's muscular, European. He's fit, but he's sort of strangely shaped. Yeah. But he's a smaller guy.
He seems actually like a really good guy.
Yeah, he's such a sweetheart.
Will you drop that book off next week for
me? So, let me tell you this.
She didn't.
So I thought he was a sweetheart until I brought his book into the room and I said, "Hey Simon, can you sign my book? Like I read this it's your book that you sent." And he was like, "Why would I sign your book, Tamara?" And I said, "Because I read it, like I just, and I'm here, I made it this far, like why wouldn't you sign it?" And he was like, "That's what people do when they buy books, they read them."
Oh.
So then like.
I mean, he's not wrong.
The room gets crazy and they're like, "You are so rude." Like she literally, what else is she asking you for? She's not asking you for this, this, this.
Is it because it was Hollywood Week and it's all like crazy?
It's really intense, yeah.
Tense.
Well, no, this is before Hollywood. This is before. So he remembered me when
was
I got
this
to Hollywood.
Atlanta Week?
Because of this.
Guys, let her tell her story.
No,
he's about to sign her book.
We were in LA. Okay, so then this was before. So this is how he remembered me because of this story. And so then we get into the room or whatever, and I tell him this, and he's like refusing to do it. And I said, "Okay, that's fine." I said, Ryan Seacrest can sign it outside the door. And he was like, "Why would you have Ryan sign my book? It's my book. I wrote that book." And then Randy was like, "I'll sign it."
No way!
No
so
way!
Then Victoria Beckham jumps in.
No way! That's amazing!
That is amazing.
And so after they all start wanting to sign the book...
Did they all sign
what
it?
What does he do?
He's
like, "Give me the book. I'm going to sign the book." And he signs it. And inside of it, he puts Tamara... He told me, "I'll bring it to you." It's like something like, "You're beautiful, and it was so good to meet you, blah, blah, blah. You're unforgettable," whatever.
Because
you like my
audition. I think
twist in
it
the story.
Can't get any more weirder, and it does. I think you two are incredible.
Thank you, Simon.
Twist in the story.
Thank you.
Tam is the lost love.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. I read
Weird.
The book, too.
That's a
weird
that's
twist.
A good
I
read
one. The sequel book.
That's a good one.
They met at the tamming salon.
Yep.
Yeah, he does tan a lot.
He's got that plus 10 booster.
Oh!
Well, thank you for sharing that. I love it.
You're welcome.
No. I'm still here, too. I totally didn't check out.
No, sorry. I'm sorry that I took forever.
It's a good story.
I'm really
it's a good
sorry.
Story. It's Quality Tam Tuesday. This is Tam, everybody.
Good
Hi,
morning.
For all you new
good
listeners morning. Out there, she comes in on Tuesday. She helps us with the new music. And we're also, after our new music track, we're going to talk about how science proves women hold grudges and stay angry longer than men.
Oh, this is perfect.
Okay,
wow.
Science
this
just
is
proved
perfect.
It. New Music Tuesday. What do we got?
This is a
well,
brand new song
of,
from
female.
Plum.
Yeah.
She is a female singer, and we're gonna hear about her grudge that she's not holding.
Because this is about her separation from her husband
and the reconciliation that happened.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This song is
no
about
grudge here.
Grudges. Lost. It's called Smoke.
Great segue.
Thank you.
585 Live, you can text us. Tell us what you think about Plum Smoke. Plum Smoke. New Music Tuesday. Starmie, Need your help. 585 Live, text in, tell us if we should bury it or keep it.
We'd ask what Tam thought, but she went outside to smoke.
Okay. I did not. I'm not a smoker. I'm allergic.
What are they saying about it?
People are digging it.
Yeah.
One person said, Steve-O, is your Asteroids machine a sit-down arcade or stand-up game, bro? Just need a little more info trying to help out. I love Asteroids, bro.
Steve-O said he's a sit-down
and
kind
I said,
of guy.
Stand-up. Oh. I wish I had a cocktail Asteroids machine. Or
that would
actually,
be
Ms. Pac-Man or Galaga.
I was going to say, Ms. Pac-Man?
Cocktail,
yeah.
Ms. Pac-Man or Galaga. Man, I've that always, cool. That's like one of my dreams to own. They're stupid expensive. I could never. Yeah. I only have this Asteroids machine because it was my dad's. Like, we've had it since 1981, and it's like Atari 1981 is burned into the screen because it's the original.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much is that thing worth?
Oh, no. Less than you think.
Probably like $1 billion.
I would say less than people think. A few hundred, I'm sure, right?
I feel like it's worth at least $1 billion.
Yeah. Mm-mm. It's the original cabinet, but...
Not even close.
It's Quality Tam Tuesday. Tam is here.
Good morning.
Learning a lot about her... time at American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
She tried out for every reality show except AGT.
Mm-hmm.
Billion.
I don't know. You think I should try out?
This is a good fact.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but Tam met her husband on The Bachelor.
Interesting. That is beautiful.
Tones was on
Look,
season
there he is.
Five.
He's coming in here to punch you.
Season five. Tones was The Bachelor.
Guys, I am selling my Asteroids machine and buying a car.
What?
How much?
It's averaging like $3,000.
Whoa!
I was seriously thinking like, I don't know, couple hundred bucks?
Uh-oh. Baby, now. Somebody said about that Plum song, that was fantastic. Definitely keep it. Or you don't love Jesus.
Okay. That's...
Then they wrote .. Nice. JK. They're kidding.
Oh, good. Good.
Okay.
I have a funny story to tell you.
Is it about smoking?
No, it's about The Bachelor.
Really?
And my husband.
Oh, really? Was I right?
You were right. Someone actually was going to, so they like were secretly going to submit him on the show.
Really?
What? Yep. And they were hoping that The Bachelor would call him because, if you know this, my husband was, he's a Marine. Mm-hmm. Okay. Once a Marine, always a Marine. He's captain in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, and, he's got shoulders that feel like rocks.
But he doesn't focus on like his body. He just focuses on being able to like take care of a platoon. So that's why he's so fit. But he actually was single, and I don't think he'd be offended if I said this, and also celibate for 11 years before we got married.
Oh wow.
Wait, why would that offend him?
Well, because you know sometimes that's like personal topics or whatever. I know that Tao's freaking out over there. He's like stressing out.
I'm flipping out.
He's like, I can't believe you just said that on the air.
You have ruined my boy's reputation.
No, and so here's the thing, is that when you're in the Marine Corps, it's not an easy thing to stay a pure man. And so he made a decision to follow Christ, and he said, that's what I'm going to do, and I'm not going to just date to date. I'm just not going to just take this lightly. And he had the will to restrain himself from just... you know, dumb dating and everything else that comes with it. And the dude was blessed. I mean, look at me.
Oh,
I just feel
my
If you've ever needed
like,
a reason.
Where are we going with this?
If you've ever needed a
there
reason.
There we are.
For Tones.
We've arrived.
Man, you turned
Welcome
that
Welcome to
one.
Disney, Tam. We made it, everybody.
Because I was seriously thinking the whole time, man, Tam, you caught a good one there.
And then you remembered, it's not catch, it's trapped. She trapped
him. You trapped
him.
A good one.
And he cannot get away.
Man,
in the eyes
anyway.
Of God and man, he is stuck.
No, I am so
trapped.
Blessed. It's ridiculous.
Do you think
ridiculous.
Tones would want to hang out with me? And I'm being serious, because
yes.
I don't have a lot of friends, and I'm really thinking I need to hang out with people like Tones.
Well, you want legit people.
Well,
you can't have all these people say, oh, I have so many friends and all this other stuff or whatever, but... Truly, you should have a very close-knit group, and then keep it, you know, solid.
I want to be first basket friends with your husband.
Solid as a rock.
How could I do that? Like, how do I approach Tones with this? Do I just come out and say, hey, man, you want to be friends?
You're in my first basket.
That's right.
I know.
You look him in the eyes, Dex, and you just say, dude.
I think we got something here.
I feel something.
Yeah.
Between us.
I don't think that's a good way to do that.
There's chemistry.
What's he like to do? Go shooting and stuff?
Oh, he loves to go shooting. He's an outdoorsy guy, but he also he likes fun stuff. Like we went to that place, Main Event or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And we did ropes courses up there. We did laser tag.
I don't really like to leave my house.
We did bowling. He's a movies guy. He loves movies. So there's that.
I don't know if we should go to a movie together.
No. Watching a movie at home. Maybe.
You guys should just Netflix and chill, man.
Okay. You can play. Oh.
This is how Tones landed Tam.
Okay.
Ready?
Oh, you found it?
I found it.
Okay, early to bed, to rise makes a woman healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's why you're wiser than me. It's Stephen.
Oh, my bad. That's Stephen Christian.
That was Stephen Christian. That's the wrong.
It's the wrong guy.
You know what? That rascal. He is a rascal.
We found his 80s dating video.
He had like an air of mystery around him when he was in Amberland. But now I just know he's a rascal.
I know. I mean, he's doing so much now. It's great.
Early to bed, early to rise. Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
If you could hook Tones and I up, I'd be.
It's Stephen.
You know, I'd be. Great.
Yeah, I think we should start with like do you like to eat? Can we at least go to dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, he loves to eat. Look at him.
I mean, I don't want to invite myself along the way, but
that was mean. Are you okay?
Whatever. Okay. I got left behind today, okay? We're talking biblical Tim LaHaye, Jerry Jenkins style. Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins over here left me behind.
Amen.
Left me behind.
For what?
5 o'clock hour. Here we are.
Weren't we talking about how females hold grudges?
Tell the story, Steve.
Yes. Please point that out again at the end of the story.
There we were, 5 a.m. in the studios. Some weirdo put a creepy doll in my office. It freaked me out.
It's terrible.
I had no way to kick off the day any other way. I'm thinking, how am I going to start off this day? And Dex said, I know how.
Yes way.
Pepsi just announced Crystal Pepsi hit the shelves. Let's go find it.
Found it.
We're at the gas station right now, too.
Yeah.
Trying to find Crystal Pepsi.
Who is the cameraman?
Like 540.
I was embarrassed. I was like holding it down because I didn't want people to see me like filming.
Cameraman.
I was embarrassed because there's lots of people. Yeah, I didn't want them to think I was filming them.
So I don't want to just stare at Steve-O's belt.
Worst cameraman A over here.
I probably should have went to Taylor's feet.
Yeah.
Probably.
We went to.
Oh, if I should make my profile picture of my blonde hair.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Here Keep he going. Goes. Talking about the hair.
We went to the Circle K.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Thinking, well, it's close by. Mm-hmm. We'll go to the Circle K. Circle K.
We can't say that.
Had no Crystal Pepsi.
Why?
I don't know. We tried the other gas station across
Look at
the
his
way.
Face.
It's called the Valero. And we had to Valero go. Because there was also not Crystal Pepsi there. Chevron? Chevrong. No Crystal Pepsi.
No Crystal Pepsi. So where did we go after that?
We went to the Whataburger.
Chevron.
We did. We went to the Whataburger.
Because I thought, it's fine. Valero
go.
Give me someone to throw at her.
Thank you, Tam. I love you. Don't ever leave me. All right, you're the only one that laughs all of my stupid puns.
Pass me that
Chevron. That was brilliant.
Yeah, so we're at the...
These two over here, they can go to Shell.
We're at the Whataburger. Okay, stop.
I just got condemned via a gas station pun.
Gosh.
Because they ditched me.
Yeah, we're at the Whataburger, and Steve-O, like, he's like, I'm so hungry, guys.
Oh, I were Coke people, but Crystal Pepsi is like.
I'm talking to the drive-thru person.
Oh, she doesn't care.
I will take
You gotta rewind it.
What about
I was trying to talk to the drive-thru person about Crystal Pepsi. She wasn't
like,
having it.
Well, I got you.
It was the 5 o'clock hour.
But hold on, hold on. I want to get to the part where I order.
Like bacon and eggs.
Are you buying?
Do you want one?
Yeah, can I have a biscuit?
Yes, please. What kind?
Honey butter chicken biscuit.
A honey butter. What?
Wait, does it come with the chicken thing? Chicken fried steak?
No.
What's that chicken thing in there?
Oh, this is real life.
Can I get the.
5 a.m.
I don't know. The honey butter chicken biscuit.
Oh, man, that honey butter chicken biscuit.
Stop it.
Oh, gosh, look at that thing.
Look at this thing, Tam.
Stop it.
It's dripping with honey.
So, do you want anything, Tao?
Nope.
That should do it.
Nope.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that good friend back there?
So we go, we order, I buy his breakfast, we're all hanging out, and then all of a sudden we realize, wait, it's 5:59 a.m.
No.
The morning show starts at 6 a.m. So guess what these two jokers did?
Wait, what song is this?
Is this the song?
This is the song.
We're figuring out that this is the song before we go on the air.
I'm going back.
We are so waiting in the drive.
You guys can't leave me?
I gotta go.
No!
I gotta go, buddy.
They ran away and left me.
Yes?
Guess why it took forever? Somebody ordered a bacon butter biscuit chicken. What is it called? I don't even know.
It's a butter biscuit chicken honey biscuit.
Yeah, whatever it was. We pull up to the drive-thru, and the sweet elder lady at the drive-thru said, it's going to be 6 or 7 minutes for that chicken biscuit, because it's not a breakfast item, but homie over here wanted chicken at 5 a.m.
It's a breakfast item.
Look at Dex's face.
It's a biscuit. You can't get a biscuit at lunch.
Look at me just running.
So they literally ran all the way.
This is a
2 minutes till the intro.
They ran to the station, and they started the show without me.
Oh my god!
I waited in the drive-thru.
I don't know which way I'm going
for his butter chicken biscuit.
This is great.
Honey thing.
Trying to work off some calories for that butter chicken biscuit.
I was just.
Oh, I tripped.
No, that's when you jump down the stairs. Yeah. He jumped like a little kid. He was great.
Man, this is good. This is good video right here.
Yeah, it's like the Blair Witch Project.
It is. It's like the Blair Witch. Look at it cutting in and out. This is awesome. You guys have to see the video. It was great.
It ratings spiked.
Yeah. I had 5,332 people watching that.
That was in the first minute.
Wow. People just want to see that, you know?
They're like, what's he running for?
It's good stuff. What were we talking about?
It doesn't matter.
I was hoping to talk
time.
About something serious, but...
Oh, yeah. We were going to talk about science.
Oh, yeah.
But we're out of time, so we have to go to break. Let's get it, man. Oh, wrong one. Here we go. Are you watching AGT?
No.
Tam?
No.
I don't have much time. I'd like you to update me, though.
I will. Well, tomorrow... Well, you know what? It's on tonight, so tomorrow we have our update.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try and watch it tonight.
I'm excited because that means the final 12...
Tape face should
the
be
live
on tomorrow,
rounds.
Or tonight.
No. It's still the first rounds. The 12 whittled down to 7.
How do you know?
I mean, I watch.
Uh-huh.
He's seen it.
The little girl
times.
With the ukulele thing.
Oh, there's a little
original
girl.
Original singer-songwriter. She's incredible. I don't know her name.
Look at Steve-O over there. Just loving AGT.
I think her name's Bjork.
I think you're right. Okay. When we come back, we'll check out our last New Music Tuesday track, and science proves women hold grudges. They stay angry longer than men, according to science. I don't believe that for 1 second. We'll see what Tam has to say about it. We'll be right back.
Donald Trump facing some shaky poll numbers, laying out his economic blueprint in the Midwest.
The Detroit Economic Club, Trump says if elected, he'll simplify the tax code.
This will lead to millions of new and really good-paying jobs.
Delta Airlines, computer problems, grounded flights. Service is back up, but there are nearly 400 delays.
Hulu saying it will no longer offer free TV episodes.
There are security flaws that could give a hacker complete access to your Android cell phone.
Michael Phelps advancing to the semifinals in the first individual event that he's participated in at the Rio Olympics.
The mayor of Fairfax, Virginia is resigning.
Walmart says it's purchasing Jet.com, which launched in 2014 as an online competitor to sites like Amazon. The deal, worth $3 billion in cash and another $300 million in stock, underscores Walmart's focus on online retail.
Taliban faction is claiming responsibility for the hospital bombing in Pakistan.
An American and an Australian have been kidnapped in Kabul.
A new study says driving when you're drowsy can be just as deadly as driving drunk or being distracted, killing 5,000 Americans last year.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I be Dex.
I be M. Actually, that'd be Tao.
I be positive.
And you be 40. Here's their latest, Red Red Wine.
Red Red Wine.
Hey, Tam, guess who we're having on the show Thursday?
Tell me.
The legendary. Now, this is the biggest female songwriter of all time. Can you name the
Diane
biggest?
Diane Warren. Diane Warren.
I'm going to throw
We're
punch
gonna
you right
Diane
now.
We're going to have Diane Warren on the show.
Why do you got to ruin everything?
Do you know who Diane Warren is, Tam?
That's Cara Gardini's inspiration, I think.
Hit her with that
Diane
third
Warren.
Montage.
I'm going to hit you with this third montage right
She's
now.
She's the most prolific singer-songwriter
it's montage.
Of all time.
Montage.
Hit me with a montage.
All right. Hit me with
did you
shot.
Make sure you put one in her way. Yet.
I know, I'm going to.
Okay, I just don't want to get upset.
All right. This girl, Diane Warren, Tam, mm-hmm. she has written everything from the 80s
and 90s. It's unbelievable.
Everything. Okay?
Oh Her catalog God. Is as thick as Stephen Christian's pompadour.
Here is the That's third huge. Montage.
Everything changes.
Everything changes.
Remember this one?
Eat your cooling.
When I look into the room, and I know I'm here to sleep. When I look in Steve's eyes.
Whoa.
Again, Diane Warren. She wrote all these.
Wow.
Oh, you wait. Just warming up now.
No way.
I don't want to face another alone.
Me either.
This could be Tones and I song.
It could be.
Good one, man.
Wow.
Michael Bolton. Gosh, Michael Bolton's everywhere.
The fighting never ends.
What were those words again?
Diane Warren on the show Thursday. She wrote this song. There you go.
Thank you for that.
You bet. Oh, it doesn't stop there, Tam. She wrote this.
Dude.
Did you ever see Mannequin?
Will you turn that back on?
Mannequin and Mannequin too.
And we can do this thing together.
Oh, man. Nothing's going to stop us now.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
What do you think? Huh? Ace of Base? Diane Warren wrote all of these songs.
Was she the only one on these, like, you know, these writing things, or is it co-writing?
No, this is
no,
her.
She is the.
It literally says her name.
Legendary.
She's titled the legendary greatest female songwriter of our time.
She's going to be on the show 8:40 on Thursday, and we have plenty of time since AGT is not back until August 23rd after the Olympics.
What?
FYI.
Seriously?
Thank you, Starmie.
One of these days.
No clue.
Love this song.
Gosh, man, there's so many hits.
Wow.
She's worked with pretty much everybody.
Celine
right?
Dion, Whitney Houston,
Michael Jackson,
Joseph Toth,
James and the Giant Peach.
What?
No, did she work with Michael Jackson?
I don't think so.
But you said she worked with everybody.
Well,
what about Wham? Did she work with Wham?
Yep.
Wham!
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
She didn't work with Wham?
No.
What about Chumbawamba?
Okay.
She got knocked down and she got up again.
Did she work with Chumbawamba?
Stop it. No, she didn't. But she worked with everybody that was actually cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did she work with Everclear?
Who's no. Chumbawamba?
Who's Chumba?
What? What? I get knocked down,
hey.
But I get up again.
Oh, that's her
and
name?
And never gonna keep me down.
Hey, that's
yeah,
her name?
That song is called Tub Thumping.
It is. It really is.
What?
It's the greatest 90s song.
How is anyone supposed to remember
spin
that?
Spin Doctors, though.
Oh, my gosh.
What
you
about
what other songs
Life?
She wrote?
What?
I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Who's gonna take away the tears you run?
We're going to talk to her on Thursday.
Great.
About
I'm
all of her
excited.
Heartache. Because she writes a breakup song like no one's business.
Yeah,
tenderness.
Oh, I love Michael
Bolton.
We're going to talk about love. We should seriously talk
That's
about
great.
Love.
Man,
yeah, man,
I wish I could be in there for that.
She is the queen of emotions.
You are not being in here for that.
Being a songwriter, it really is really cool to like listen.
Exactly.
And
hey, you know
and,
what? Here's what you do. You just write down the questions. Just ship them over to me. Okay. And I'll ask the questions.
Okay. Okay. You ready for this, guys? I got a quick rundown on the artists she's worked with. You ready, Steve-O? Including Whitney Houston,
Lionel,
Marsha Hines, Christina Aguilera, Beyonce, TLC, Aaliyah, Elton John, NSYNC, Cher, Tina Turner, Bryan Adams, Air Supply, Olivia Newton-John, Barbara Streisand, Aretha Franklin,
Stewart?
Roberta Flack, Roy Orbison, Trisha Yearwood, Patti LaBelle, Michael Bolton, NSYNC, Gloria Estefan, Reba McEntire, Enrique Iglesias,
Mark Chestnut,
Paloma Faith, Russell Watson, Rod Stewart, RBD, Aerosmith, The Cult, Kiss, Ricky Martin, Faith Hill, Meatloaf, Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, Toni Braxton, Exposé, Lee Nash of Sixpence, None the Richer, Leanne Rimes, Kiara Shared, Lady Gaga, and more.
And Tupac.
Tupac is not in there.
Wow. There's no Tupac. What about Eric B. and Rakim? Did she work with Eric B. and
right
Rakim?
There. Just in there, right there.
Oh, another one? She wrote this song, Tam.
What? Tell it happened to
you. Goggers.
The Goggers, yo.
Lady Gaga.
She wrote this song. Tam's never heard this song. I like to make this hand motion because it feels like I'm just dismissing you. Get out.
That was the longest tease ever.
Beneath
for
me.
That tease was longer than her actual interview is going to be on Thursday.
It really was.
Peasant.
I know.
Get back out there and feed those chickens.
All right. It's Quality Tam Tuesday.
That's it.
Let's get into this last New Music Tuesday track.
Yeah, you never had a story. Like, I feel like this is this story about science and all this junk. I mean,
we'll squeeze
people want to know what it is.
When I
see you smile, I can face the world.
Thank you.
Now be quiet. This is a new track from Come Wind. It's called Clarity.
Cut Wind.
Chip, that was Tam.
That was Tam.
Tam, Adagon, Simon, Adagon.
Oh, man.
Come Wind.
585 Live. You can text us or facebook.com/star88FM. Let us know what you think of Come Wind and Clarity on Star 88. That was... Who was that?
A mistake.
It was Cut Wind, remember?
Cut Wind.
Yeah, it was Cut Wind.
New Music Tuesday.
I'm sorry,
good
guys.
Morning.
Tam goes into these long-winded, forgive me, stories,
goodness,
and we just have to deal with it.
Woo!
Man.
Good morning.
It's New Music Tuesday. What are they saying about that track?
People are digging that track.
High today of 89.
As they should, because it's good.
It's all right. It's not my favorite of the morning.
Cool.
What's your favorite of the morning?
What was that?
That rock track.
Yeah, the rock
Plumb
track.
Song?
No, he likes Rolling.
The
Rolling.
What's
Soda
the
Pop Kids.
Soda Pop Kids.
Sody Pop.
What's happening over there in your fizzone?
Nothing, just posting something.
That's what I thought.
Wait, you're posting that? You can't post that.
Hey, he can because you posted a picture of him half nude on the internet.
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
I don't want to find no more.
That's true.
No,
dude, they were just in Taos. And
were
I was
they?
Watching
no
people's
way.
Video. We had a friend who couldn't go and offered up tickets. But it was in Taos.
Yeah, that's a bit of a drive.
And we were doing something.
Probably baseball.
No, no, no. Like, I think we were doing something.
Oh, man. Stink.
And I wanted to cry. Because.
Just put a foot on it. Am I right?
Taos.
Yeah.
But people that went said it was incredible.
You're incredible.
Thanks, girl.
Dex is a boy.
It's Quality Tam Tuesday. Tam, thanks for hanging out with us.
You're welcome.
Appreciate I can't you. Believe like our show is almost over.
This
what
is one of the
happens?
Funnest shows.
What
of the
is
morning.
The,
I
science,
agree.
The
I agree.
Scientific thingamajigger?
Here's what we're gonna do, everyone. All of our fans, if you're not already our fan friend, liker on
Facebooks and the
Facebook.com/star88FM
tweeters.
We're gonna go Facebook Live. Like in the early, in the wee hours, in the 5 o'clock hour. Because today was an adventure, and I think it got us off on the right foot.
Tam, don't do that.
We're going to start doing that more.
There's numbers on there that you can't
maybe we'll do publicly. Maybe we'll do early scavenger hunts.
Yeah, and we're going to do something after the show, too. So it's going to be, because the Olympics are here, we're going to have some fun sometime this
Did oh,
they,
that's right.
They move the Olympics here?
Yeah, they did.
Guys, before we go, we got to talk about something.
Whoa.
School is back.
Guess
school
back.
Is back. I know you back want to do grudges. Okay. I apologize.
No, it's cool.
Maybe we should save it.
No, go.
School's back.
Maybe we should save it.
My seventh grader is back in school. And so we were going over a schedule because he has to do intensives, which
right.
are kind of like your electives, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got two of them. One of them he has to do is archery because he made the archery team.
Okay.
So he's in archery.
Okay.
So
okay.
Last night it was like, well, let's work it out together. What are you interested? What do you want to do? Let's go over your electives, your intensives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last year he took sci-fi.
Nice.
Where they got to, what? I went into the sci-fi room. Yeah. Giant screen.
Awesome.
All right, now we're going to take apart The Matrix.
Awesome.
Now we're going to take apart the original Alien, Ridley Scott, and awesome. Talk about the deeply blah, 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 whatever, right?
So good to see we're learning about all that stuff.
Well, it's a way to like look at art differently, and you it can is. Find like deeper themes throughout. I loved it.
You're right.
So I'm looking and I'm like thinking of all these great deeper themes. One was just like strength and conditioning. One was like nutrition and fitness. You know, we're going down the list.
What was The Matrix?
Are you ready for this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Talk mm-hmm. to me. Mm-hmm.
The year 2016, an actual intensive at his school for 8th and 9th graders, so he couldn't do it. Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go was on the list.
Are you kidding
Hey, man, that's
me?
Real cool.
And I'm wondering if it's because... Is it because they have to go outside and they're, like, active? I don't know anything about the course because it was for, like, 8th and 9th graders.
It's a great
idea. You know, he couldn't even take it. He's only in 7th grade. Pokemon Go is an actual elective.
But why?
What would he learn? What would he gain? I mean, is it just for fitness?
You guys would know because you guys are like really into this thing, right? Mm-hmm. So you would know if it would really be a great idea or not. I feel like my gut says no.
I don't know. It was fun.
And I got a lot of gut.
Let me tell you.
You got a lot of gut?
This little appy thing
really want to break
launched
it
on July 6th. I have been rocking it since July 6th because I'm a nerd. But let me go look at something real quick. And this thing isn't the best tracker. By the way, I have walked / jogged almost 91 kilometers. Pokemon! I don't know how many miles that is.
That's 5,000.
5 kilometers is like 3-point-something miles.
5,000 miles.
I don't know.
Wow.
In a month,
I would say more of like a leisurely stroll. Like, don't you think that's not really like a walk? Like, because you walk and stop and walk and stop and then walk slowly and then
you look actually like... find some people. Yesterday, I wandered around campus after the show because there was a Charmeleon in the area.
Mm-hmm. Also known as a chameleon?
I found it on Osuna and whatever the street is, like a block down. I'm not even joking.
You went
and I threw 8 Ultra Balls and 8 raspberries at it, and that Joker ran away.
Gosh.
I'm sorry,
unbelievable.
Steve-O.
And so I just kept walking.
Wow.
And eating my feelings.
I'm not, I
got Sonic on the way back.
I'm not I'm not loving this game simply because like at the park, like I was driving in the park and in the parking lot I was trying to park and literally there's no one in the parking lot. So why would this person be trying to create a wreck? They pulled up right in front of me, not even paying attention.
Yeah.
And they just stopped and stuck their heads out the window and tried to do something or whatever.
They were at
phone.
A Pokestop trying to get Pokeballs.
And then I was like, hello. There's no other spots in this parking lot that are even like, I mean, it's like it's a little open. Like you could have gone anywhere.
Was it a black Tahoe pickup truck?
No.
Okay.
Do you have a pickup truck?
Well, I didn't want to say it was.
You know. Oh, I got you. Yeah, it's a minivan.
Oh, gosh.
I drive a minivan. And
what is this scientific thing? Travis. Now we don't even have time to cover it.
We got time, Sam. Here we go.
I specifically had... We people got time. Asking.
Wow, it seems like she's holding a grudge there. Sounds judgmental.
Right?
That's sounds what I'm grudgemental.
Fine.
All right, science. She wants science. We got science right here.
Well, Damn it. Hi to Davey.
New study just proved women hold grudges and stay angry longer than men.
This music's stressing me out.
This according to Dr. Phil and Donald Trump.
Researchers at Harvard University studied
actual science. Okay.
Videos of sports like tennis and boxing from 44 different countries to see how men and women interacted with their opponents after a match. They found the men were much friendlier with each other afterwards. And they were much more likely to have, quote, peaceful contact like a handshake or a hug. The researchers say there's an evolutionary reason why men are quicker at forgiving than women. Stop it!
What's
happening? I can see you out of the corner of my eye, and it's driving me nuts.
Who?
You're making me laugh.
Me?
I'm trying to be serious.
I am just standing here.
All right. So yeah, the science proves that women hold grudges. Tam, go ahead.
Who do you currently hold a grudge
against?
Yeah,
who are you mad at? Who have you been mad at for months and you can't let
let it go?
Here's the thing.
What is your problem?
This is a deal. Is it men and women are different beings. I know we can argue about this because a lot of people say women can do what men can do and men can do what women can do and blah, 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 blah. And we get into the deeper side.
Well, we're learning that in the Olympics right now because we have a female transgender human being who wants to be a male who is competing with males right now.
Correct.
Boom.
But my point is emotionally speaking, there happens to be oftentimes many trends, and not everybody is like this, but there is a trend, and it has been recorded that the majority of women act and feel differently than men do.
Nuh-uh. Okay?
So, because of that, you have this other thing. Also, when you have marriages and things like that, and you talk about male and female communication, you have these different feelings because you're different people. You're a different makeup. And so it falls into the same category regarding grudges. Okay? There's things in your family, in your home, under your roof, that your wife may do differently than you because she's a female. Okay? And this is in most cases, not all cases. I get it. So we're about to get haters calling in. This is what it's for. I believe that since women are, yes, emotionally drawn, and emotionally wired, that sometimes when you hit one of those spots that is just like, hey, watch it, you're going to be in some serious trouble in a sense that you got to watch.
Spotlight?
You got to watch what you say.
So, if
you're offensive, okay, so like most people ask me, how in the world, Tamara, do you handle going in a room with three people who resemble idiots? And I tell them, I say, guys, they're not idiots. They're extremely intelligent.
Nuh-uh.
And they love communicating their feelings. But I have to deal with it. I have to deal with you people. Totally just have to deal with it. So basically the point is it's not true, Dex. Turn it down.
It's time to go.
I'm totally playing you out right now.
We gotta go, Tam.
I knew it.
Wrap it up.
I knew it.
Okay, we got 30 seconds. Go.
Here's the deal. In order not to hold grudges, guys, here's what you gotta look at. Look at the facts. Bring people in to help you communicate. And if that doesn't work, sometimes you don't always have to be friends with people that you don't like.
Love it.
Okay, so deal with it and get over it because you gotta move on in life. Sometimes you can't change people, but God can, so let him go.
Love it. Good stuff, Tam.
Welcome.
Are we gonna do the grudge thing soon? I'm sorry.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Thanks for coming
Appreciate
in, Tam.
It. You're welcome.
All right. Hey, don't forget our big interview on Thursday. I know you're a big songwriter.
Putting that in my book right now.
Okay. If you missed the show, hit the podcast. It'll be up in a little bit. iTunes, Gig to Play. Go to star88.fm. DJ Bossman Dan is up next. He will continue New Music Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.